News. Tomorrow's news today.
Good afternoon, folks. We have a high-risk solar storm scenario shaping up for the weekend. We are going to go over the details of this four-impact event, the what and the when, and everything we should be watching for in the days ahead. Let's begin with where it all started. A big sunspot group on the south of the sun has unleashed several X-class solar flares, including four that released coronal mass ejections of plasma directly at the Earth. In the following shots, you can see the flashes of light, the solar flares, and the shockwave ripple outwards through the solar atmosphere. Those are the signatures of the eruptions, and we have a confirmation in all of the data and expert forecasts that four are on the way. Coronagraph images show that over the last 40 hours, four full halo eruptions have occurred. They are labeled here, and each will strike Earth over the next 2 to 3 days. The officials modeled the eruptions and have them beginning to arrive Friday night in the USA, which is early May 11th UTC time. They have the first two combining into one CME, followed by the later plasma shock waves. These forecasts can be off by up to 12 hours in most cases, so this is to be taken lightly. But also, you might notice, there are only three eruptions here. NOAA has still not put the fourth eruption into their model, but we should assume it is coming. They'll probably impact it in the hours ahead, and it will be impacting the Earth on the 12th. Interestingly, a fifth relevant X-class solar flare just erupted at the same sunspot group, but it is turning away, and it does appear the primary electromagnetic push was northward. Also, the initial SOHO data suggests most of the plasma will miss Earth out ahead of its orbit. More on that one in the morning show. So, what are we expecting and what does it mean? We are almost certain to exceed KP 5 and 6, level 1 and level 2 solar storms. I'm fairly certain we will hit at least KP 7, a strong storm at level 3. I give it a 50-50 shot of level 4 storm conditions, KP 8, and about a 25% chance we hit KP 9, the highest storm level at level 5. There is about a 10% chance of us getting the kill shot level event, which is about 10 times stronger than the baseline minimum for level 5 KP9 events. And you might ask, what is a solar kill shot? It's basically a global EMP, where the solar storm is so strong that it takes out everything electrical on Earth. It would kill all the power grids, take out internet, cell phones, ATMs, gas stations, banks, basically. Even the conservative government estimates suggest it could throw us back into the Stone Age and hundreds of millions could die. Luckily, like I said, I only give this a 10% chance, which is still noteworthy, but all in all, unlikely. So what are we expecting to happen? Well, for those with our textbook, you can find more information on all of the following in there and in the 2022 supplement, hitting the seismological, meteorological, physiological, psychological, and technological impact potential. We just went over the solar-triggered earthquake information 3 days ago in a special video, so we're not going to go into too much detail on that here. Just know that for the next 30 days, the Earth capacitor discharge potential is significant for both excess magnitude seismic activity and for volcanoes. In terms of meteorology, the two most important impacts among literally dozens are the jet stream strengthening and the storm enhancement. That goes for tropical systems, tornadoes, thunderstorms, wind, rain amounts, and lightning. This is via the excitement of the global electric circuit up and down through the pressure cells and lasts from the storm onset for about 10 days. Physiologically, every significant solar storm results in heart rate and blood pressure modulation and a resulting increased incidence of all cardiac-related events. Autoimmune disorders tend to spike during these
periods. All right, let's stop right there. We're going to break. This report is from last night. Since then, two more have erupted. It's now rated the next to highest. The report is going to go to a 5. And that's with at least now 6 storms directly on their way. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's Friday, May 10th, 2024. It now appears the strongest solar storm group ever to hit the planet since we began recording it 160 years ago is on its way and begins hitting late this evening into the early morning, and the sun is only warming up. This is the most sun activity directly aimed at us ever recorded.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I have been a hobbyist astronomer since I was a little kid with my dad. I don't claim to be an expert, but I have interviewed over the years hundreds of different really interesting astronomers, including one of the scientists that discovered the Shoemaker-Levy comet that smashed into a big gas giant in our solar system and blew holes in the planet bigger than Earth. These events happen. We are surrounded by random asteroids and then the asteroid belt out past Mars. The sun is, of course, 99% plus the driver of our climate. And you can just go outside through green lenses that's safe to look at the sun through and look at it, and you can see that it is white hot. It is in the sky right now, blue sky in Austin, Texas. It is blazing white, blasting right now. If you put a green filter on a telescope and aim it at the sun, you will see what appears to be black spots all over it. Massive solar activity on the sun, thermonuclear explosions going on deep inside the sun that then appear in large coronal mass ejections shooting out tens of millions of miles. But after the main heat wave phases out, the plasma wave with all of the different types of ions, like a particle beam, shoots out into space. Now, we just aired, if you first joined us, in the first little segment, a report by one of the forecasting groups that goes off the international and NASA information that it is already the biggest event in 50 years. That was as of last night. Now, and they haven't announced this yet, but they already said this is the biggest, second biggest. It's on par with the biggest ever recorded with modern instruments. We have the Carrington event back in the 1850s, I'll be getting to, that blew up all of the telegram wires across the United States into Canada. Melted them red hot. Okay? And that's because so much energy got through the Earth's magnetic field and through the atmosphere that protects us. And then there was so much electrical energy that it heated them up red and even white hot until they melted. That knocked out most of the telegram systems, the telegraph delivering telegrams in the United States. Now, they've had scientists, and I'm going to go over this in a few minutes, as of last night, before more ejections came our way, aimed directly at the Earth, comparing this current event to the Carrington event. We'll put the HD photos of this up for TV viewers. For radio listeners, I will describe these. But here's an overhead shot, and we'll put the HD up, please. Here's the Carrington event 160-plus years ago, and now you can see the new event that is already just visually as big. That is before more explosions in the last 5 hours aimed at Earth. Now, the experts that track all this, and I've got all their statements and reports, we just played one earlier, said, don't worry, it's only a 10% chance it's going to be as bad as Carrington. And if that happens, most telecommunications will be knocked out. Now, since the 70s, there have been a bunch of congressional hearings and task forces, and I've got printouts of those. There was another one 2 years ago saying for just $4 billion, that was the latest number, they could harden the 6 major switching hubs in the United States and the sub-hubs to where a Carrington event will not blow up the major switching systems. It'll just fry a bunch of other systems that'll be very hard to fix, but still you can fix them in a matter of months. They also recommend, that's part of the $4 billion, stockpiling the parts in protected shelters so that they will not be damaged during that. When this thing where I can't seem to get the camera centered, I'm just freaked out right now. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And we live in a very active universe. We live in a very changing universe. The only constant to the universe is change. So when you hear about, oh, first it's global warming, well, global cooling, and now it's climate change. Well, of course, there's always change going on. But the UN officially came out a decade ago, and again 5 years ago, and said at their declaration events at what the Paris Climate Accord, was it 6, 7 years ago? It's longer now, wow. They said, oh, the sun doesn't affect climate. That's like saying your mommy and daddy laying down in bed and having sex didn't affect you being born. It's like saying fish, you know, living in the ocean don't need water. It is beyond ridiculous. The sun, according to astrophysicists and everybody else I've talked to, and the numbers say 99.99999, they don't know the exact number, but it's literally almost 100% is the sun. The rest is volcanic vents, volcanoes on the surface, and volcanoes and vents on the ocean floor, mainly the Ring of Fire in the Pacific, where the plates all come together, where hot water and lava, in some cases, shoots out. And so that creates some heat, that creates some of the climate on Earth. That's where the molten core through the mantle, through the crust, has an effect. It's less than 1%. 99%+ is that big old giant thermonuclear controlled explosion in the sky. That baby that gives you a, you know, sunburn, that thing that grows the crops, that thing that controls everything, we would be at absolute zero within a matter of days. The astrophysicists have broken this down. If the sun just disappeared, it just magically disappeared, within a few days, the surface of the Earth would be absolute zero, except for very limited volcano openings and thermal vents. And there's big congressional mandated report on solar radiation modification. Again, that's from last year. There's another from 2 years ago. So I found this very fascinating. I've had congressmen on about it, warning of it. And now we have the Earth being bombarded by intense solar storms. That was predicted last year by the astrophysicists. Scientists predict we'll reach solar maximum in 2024 with flares strong enough to cripple the world's internet for weeks. Print me that. I remember that prediction last year because it was already heating up. I remember when I was growing up, the sun was yellow at high noon. Remember that? And what happened about 5 years ago? That puppy's white. Now, everybody knows about heat. What's the color of something that's hot but not as hot as it could get? It's red. And then it turns orange. And then it turns yellow. And then it turns white. Get that Lana Del Rey song, Tulsa Jesus Freak, I think's the name of it. Let's come back at 3:30 after with White Hot Forever. That's one of the lines in the song. I'll be white hot forever, white hot forever. Amen. This is so interesting. That's why all the ancients worshipped it. All they knew was it's the source of the plants. It's the source of the crops. It's the source of warmth. It's the source of everything. It's the big thing that we orbit. And it runs the show here. And it is exploding with energy right now. And we know now that it's cycles of the sun that heat and cool the earth. Obviously. What else do you see heating stuff up? Nothing but thermal vents. That's it. The moon manipulates the tides of the oceans. And the moon a lot of times will, if it's out in front, lined up with the sun, it'll block a lot of radiation. Because even though the moon, overhead shot please, I'm a layperson, but giving you just very, you know, dumbed down version of how I understand it. Here's the moon. Here's the earth. Here's the sun way out here. Radiation's coming in. But what happens when you see water go around a rock? There's a rock in the water. Water doesn't just go like this. It goes. Psh, psh. So the moon, when it is in front of that, in the scans I've seen, blocks most of it. And there's a lot to look up. I don't know if it's going to be lined up to block any of this. So there's a lot of factors that go into this. And I know people on Twitter will say, he made the sun smaller than the earth. No. It's however 100 million miles away it is. I forget. How far away is the sun from the earth? It varies a little, but we're orbiting it. So that's why I have it little here, because it's actually far away. That's perspective. And see, the moon is right here. If it's lined up with that, or let's say the moon's kind of over here, it'll block some of it, but not all of it. That's going to be the big effect, too. So there's a lot of number crunching, a lot of facts to go over, but overhead shot again. We'll put the HD, again, digital up. Here's the Carrington event. We'll get into it in a moment. That fried every wire that was hung, not just in North America, but in other parts of the world, but most of it hit North America. That was the worst effects. And then here's the current event as of yesterday. That's four coronal mass ejections coming right at us. 93,877,000 miles away. So here we are, and I'll tell you, I don't hype up hurricanes, you know that. I don't hype up tornadoes, it's just part of life. But I'm concerned about this. I mean, we better be praying and crossing our fingers and counting our lucky stars, because if the magnetic field, the way it gets hit, and NASA admits they don't understand it all, if it gets a direct hit, any of these, it's going to be a big problem. If a bunch of these hit, like the Carrington event, it is going to be disastrous. The Carrington event went on for 2 days, and that's the issue is, the experts, they're going to bring that article in for me, please, predicted last year this was going to happen because they were watching the activity go up. Also posted, I woke up at 3 a.m. on X at Real Alex Jones, links to scientists and reports, and I pointed out that when there are big solar events, solar storms, plasma storms that hit the Earth, you can have a clear blue sky when you go to sleep. But when you wake up in the middle of the night, it's huge thunderstorms, hail, because all that plasma, all that energy comes into the atmosphere and ionizes it. And so that forms water nuclei clouds that then condense and turn into storms. And so this has been known now for 50 years that the main driver is not potash or volcanic ash in the atmosphere that was associated with forming nuclei. That's a very small part of it. The main driver is, again, the sun and how much electricity, basically, is a way to dumb it down. Is it flooding in to the atmosphere? So you get a bunch of heat and a bunch of different types of radiation coming in and slamming in to the water in the atmosphere. It has a big effect. Similar to having a cold glass of ice water on a hot summer day outside. And water is not evaporating out of the glass. It is condensing because water is already in the atmosphere. So those two hot and cold things coming together make it condense. Or a tornado. You've got the spring. A blue northern comes down. It hits a bunch of warm Gulf air or hot air from the ocean. And you get tornadoes. So I would expect starting tonight and into the morning and tomorrow, you're going to see hurricanes off the chart. That's not hurricanes, tornadoes off the chart. But I would also imagine you're going to see some black squalls, they call them. Not hurricanes, but quick forming crazy storms in the ocean. And I think we'll be here tomorrow, and I'm doing a special emergency broadcast tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. We got three big guests. I'll leave it at that on a whole bunch of huge subjects. Got a whistleblower, so much more. This is going to be a giant broadcast on the Saturday show tomorrow. And hopefully there's not any major disruptions, and we'll be able to easily be here on air. But this is a serious issue. I remember this report last year, and they were saying this 4 or 5 years ago. They said the sun is really heating up. For the last 15 years, it had been cooling. Starting about 4 or 5 years ago, it started really, really increasing its output. Earth will be bombarded by intense solar storms next year. Scientists predict will reach solar maximum in 2024 with flares strong enough to cripple the world's internet for weeks. So I wanted to air for you at the very start of the show a six-minute report on solar forecasting that goes off the government's own numbers. And government's full of crap on most issues, but there's real government scientists that actually have been reporting what's going to happen. They just get totally ignored, and the UN passes resolutions, the sun has nothing to do with it. But all the astrophysicists know this. I mean, any layperson knows what runs heat on the Earth. Why are the planets out past Earth colder and colder and colder? Why is Mercury molten? Why is Venus so much hotter? They're closer to that big, giant fireball. Why is a hot dog in the fire cooking, but a hot dog 5 feet outside the fire just gets warm? And a hot dog 50 feet from the fire is cold. I mean, it's real simple. Why are these people to pour gasoline on themselves, burn themselves up? Because they put accelerant on their bodies. So this is real science. This isn't quack. I know people are, oh, the system's full of crap. No. The sun, you can aim a telescope at it in the day, put a green lens on it. I've got one in storage. Never have time to use it. My dad bought back when I was in high school. Big, giant, 10-inch refractor with the computer controls. And, right when that first came out, we got one. And you can program in a few key points. And I've looked for hours at the sun. And, man, you can just watch it exploding and rotating and everything. It's so cool. In fact, it looks just like what you see on screen through a filter, except it's green. And this is filtered through a computer. So we are globes. It is round. It's not flat. We're orbiting it. And it is gigantic. Guys, show people how big the sun is. Type in, how much bigger is the sun to Earth? We'll give you that number. So this is just fascinating, fascinating stuff. And you read the mainline literature about the sun, it's all. It's the driver. It controls everything. But then you watch the news, you never hear about it. Again, that shows how stupid they think you are. And I guess some people really are that stupid, ladies and gentlemen. It is mind-blowing. So if I seem a little giddy here, I'm not happy. I am, but I'm excited. Because you heard the earlier report, if you tuned in, where yesterday the reports coming out of NASA and these bigger international groups are only 10% chance it's going to destroy the electrical grid. Now that instead of four, it's six, because they're seeing a few of them are going to graze us. They're worried one or two might hit us. What? And then now more are forming. So this hasn't been said yet, but I'm saying it first. Because if all the international groups and NASA and all of them said this is the tie-breaking largest ever recorded with modern instrumentation, the Carrington event was just seen on telescopes and photos were taken. And we'll show you all that. That was in the 1850s. This is already on par with the biggest one ever recorded. We'll show you all those numbers. And that was as of yesterday. It was already on par, the biggest ever recorded. So this already is the biggest event ever recorded, because they've been recording it for a little over 100 years accurately. But it's already, because they were saying it was on par to be the biggest, or it was not on par. That would be, it is right there. It is as big as the biggest ever recorded event. Now all this new activity aimed right at us, clearly it's the biggest now. I'm saying it first. I would imagine within hours they're going to be announcing it's the biggest ever recorded. Now, that said, we've only been recording stuff for a little over 100 years with accuracy. So it's still very serious, and I want to be here tomorrow and Sunday and Monday and go, woo, everything's great, and that wasn't a big deal. But I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, This is a serious, serious situation. So I'd be doing a little bit of praying. You know, they used to say until like Shoemaker Levy, the big comet came into the solar system and smashed into planet, that, oh, every 50 million years we get hit by a big asteroid. Now with satellites, they can see the craters everywhere. Look at the moon. Look at all those craters. It's happening every 50,000, 100,000 years on average. They're not sure, but it's happening a lot more often. Where a 3-mile large, you know, asteroid hits, and there's an equivalent of a nuclear winter, no crops for 5 years. What do you think the die-offs are like? So we are in a very shaky situation here. And people need to realize that God's in control, not us. And these globalists sure as hell try to pretend their God aren't in control. Okay, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back. And I'm going to get into the latest forecast that just came out a few hours ago. And we've got new forecasts that are set to come out in the next few minutes that we'll have for you as well on the other side. Now, we have a man who's been successful so far. It's passed through the appeals court. The suit is going forward against the ADL for saying he was basically a Nazi when he wasn't a Nazi. It's a fellow Texan. He's successfully suing them. He'll be in studio in the third hour. That's very important to stand up against these bullies, these folks that demonize Americans who are good people. So that's coming up. But in the first 2 hours, which we're doing now, we're going to simulcast starting next segment on X Spaces, Spaces on X, on what is clearly, and I put the headline out, the strongest solar storms. It's all part of a larger storm. It's like lightning strikes. The largest solar storm ever recorded on its way to Earth. Again, yesterday, all the top groups said, well, this is on par. This is equal to the biggest event ever recorded in the last 100 years. Well, then more came our direction. So this is the biggest recorded. Friday Live, solar storm alert, 6 massive X rated. That's the highest rating. And it is now an overall 4 rated storm. The highest is 5. They're reportedly about to go to that. Friday Live, solar storm alert. 6 massive X-rated plasma storms will start hitting Earth at 11 p.m. Eastern and will last days. The mass ejections may be the biggest in history since recorded history. It's probably had recorded history, but you can't have too long a headline. So that's where we are. Please remember that we are listener-supported, and we also get by the censors when you share the links from Real Alex Jones and Band.Video and Infowars.com. /show. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com where we have incredible books, films, t-shirts, water filtration, air filtration, highest quality storable foods, 10% off right now. There's not much markup. That's a big deal. At InfoWarsStore.com, we have Nitric Boost there as well, back in stock. It's so good for your cardiovascular system. Ultimate Fish Oil, all at InfoWarsStore.com. And our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, has the next level foundational energy that has the compound that your cells operate off of that gives you incredible energy without a stimulant effect and no letdown. Next level foundational energy now available at drjonesnaturals.com. It's got 5-star reviews at InfoWars. Now it's exclusively available at drjonesnaturals.com. There's also all the nano silver products, the toothpaste, the wound gel, the immune gargle, all at drjonesnaturals.com. The Rocket Rest, incredible natural sleep aid that works so incredibly well. The Kaba Chill, it's all there at drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Stay with us. Big news straight ahead. It's more important than ever to keep independent true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Because it funds the operation, but that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Bestseller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock, got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I guess, get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888 888- 253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another government training center dupe. They've taught you how to be cool. The cool person goes, and never thinks, and the guy that gets all the girls is the fool, you know, who wears the cool clothes. He doesn't care about politics. No, baby, let's party. Yeah, I don't care about my future or my kid's future or the world's future. I'm a caring person. I like Bill Clinton a lot. He's so cool. He's so nice. Do people realize what you're watching on this program right now? This is incredible.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through false space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Breaking rise of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, as of last night, NOAA, the federal agency, and NASA said it was the largest event since recordings were made, only tying with one other event, but it's one of the two largest. Now, more mass coronal ejections aimed right at Earth, at least two more, with more forming, have shot out at the Earth. Now, they're saying they hope they miss, they have no way to actually read that information accurately. I've read all the information. This is very serious, but let's look at these articles right now. We're on the Spaces Live. We're going to be taking your live comments here in a few minutes. Simulcasting the show on Spaces on X. This is Fox News. NOAA predicts stronger peak of solar activity in 2024 than originally anticipated. That's October of last year. Here's another one, the London Telegraph. Solar storm. Why the next disaster to strike could come from the sun. Solar maximum will arrive sooner and last longer than previously expected, say scientists. That's from space.com. Last October, it's been really intensifying, but most of them were missing us. But they were shooting off a lot more flares, huge internal explosions that then manifest to the surface and blast out hundreds of millions of miles. See the colossal sunspot that's already causing major radio blackouts across the world. That was just days ago. Earth will be bombarded by intense solar storms next year. Scientists predict we'll reach solar maximum 2024 with flares strong enough to cripple the world's internet for weeks. And now here's the Carrington event, 1859, and we have the first photos that were taken of an event hitting the Earth then. They've been taking photos for a few decades before that, but here is a photo of the Carrington event in 1859, overlaid with what was happening as of yesterday. Now it's way worse. More formed and shot right at us. When it comes out of this sector, we're lined up with the sun. AR-3664. That's yesterday. Now more is coming our way. So if NASA and NOAA say it was tied for the biggest event ever recorded, now it's much bigger than it's the biggest. You hear it here first. This is the biggest event, hands down. If it was tied yesterday and now it's exploded even more right at us, this is hands down the biggest event ever recorded, but it's only 100 and something years they've been recording this well. So there's not an exact science. It's blasting out at us, plasma. The light hits us in a few seconds with the sun 90 something million miles away. But the plasma takes days to get here. It starts hitting at around 11 a.m. Eastern tonight is the estimate. You have to get into where the moon's position is. It can block a lot of it because, again, the moon's here, but it when it hits, it goes around. And when the moon's lined up in the studies with a coronal mass ejection, it can completely block it. The problem is this is not just stuff that started a few days ago on its way here. There's more explosions aimed right at us. So I think it's very safe to say we're going to see major disruptions. And the big question everybody should be asking is this. The deep state has been saying, and guys, get the clip of the head of the World Economic Forum. He said it a lot, but just get me one clip where he says, Klaus Schwab says, a mass cyber event or mass power outage would make COVID look like a inconvenience. In my memory serves, that's the exact quote. Could this be the cover with the central bank digital currencies and the election coming and everything? Could the deep state or criminal groups use this as the cover for a mass power outage or internet outage? That's a big question we should also be asking. I'm going to drill into a lot of this. We're going to Chase Geyser's take on it. And I want to go to as many people on Spaces as we can here. And then I'm coming in tomorrow. I was already coming in tomorrow to go live at 11 a.m. I'm going to do a four-hour special transmission with three guests, including in studio and a major whistleblower, on the whole COVID situation from Pfizer. Okay? But I'm going to go ahead and do this with the crew. They're great. They understand. We're now doing 5 hours. We're going live at 10 a.m. We're going to get here at 9 a.m. Or maybe the last guest I won't do 2 hours. Maybe we'll just do 10 to 2. The point is we're going to be covering this as the first waves have hit us tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, tomorrow. But let's go now to the latest report off of NOAA and the International Space Weather Association and NASA report. It's the report that's 3 minutes, 38 seconds long. We played the report earlier from yesterday where they said, well, only 10% chance, they're saying, of a Carrington event. That's like a revolver with 10 rounds. And, well, you spin the round. You know, it's not. Now the numbers aren't out yet. And, again, it's all guesstimation. It's all dead reckoning. But now is the time to be saying your prayers, folks, because that big giant thermonuclear controlled explosion is everything. It's the climate. It's the shooting match. It's all the warmth on Earth except for thermal vents. It's 99.9999% or more. It's everything. The ancients knew to worship it. I'm not saying worship it, but they knew it was the source of life, and God put it there. So here is that report, and then I'm going to drill into the rest of this, and we'll go to your live spaces comments for the speakers. Here it is.
Good morning, folks. We're at 6 powerful X-class solar flares that have released coronal mass ejections at the Earth. Our last 4 videos covered the first 4 and the start of the 5th, and here we'll break down the totality of the event, the solar storm forecast, and more. Let's start with a shot of the big sunspots. This is a massive sunspot group with considerable magnetic complexity. Many Earths could fit inside this beast, and it has been quite the producer in terms of solar flares. One of the most prolific solar flaring outbursts in my 14-year tenure of watching the sun. These 6 fired the plasma at Earth, including the biggest one this morning on the right side, an X3 blast. Here's where we left off last night. 4 full halo coronal mass ejections we knew were coming our way. These first 4 will begin impacting tonight according to the models, but with the margin of error, could begin. Then, we also showed the 5th flare, another X-class event that appeared to release plasma, and while the coronagraphs were not fully updated last night, they are now. Another full halo event. That makes 5, all expected to hit Earth before the end of the weekend. Then this morning, the biggest yet, an X3 eruption that also has a coronal shockwave ripple indicating plasma release. It's still early, but the coronagraphs are keeping up. I see another full halo blast making 6. 6 full halo eruptions in about 2 days. All will strike the Earth, but you may notice that NOAA's Endless Spiral hasn't changed from yesterday. They are still only showing the first couple events on here, but folks, a full halo blast is a full halo blast. And while some may merge, combining into shared impacts, all 6 are heading this way. As I said, impacts could begin at any time. They will continue through the next 2 to 2.5 days, and the geomagnetic storm conditions will last 4 or 5 days, and perhaps even a bit longer with the reverberations. This was our forecast probabilities for solar storm level that will be reached as of last night, but as we jump from 4 to 6 near certain impacts, percentages are going up. We have the highest marks I've ever given for major issues from solar storms, which we broke down in detail in last night's video. I am also upping the chances for these lesser impacts up to the solar kill shot level. Still not expecting us to have that global EMP level event, but with Earth's weakening magnetic field, this risk must be acknowledged. Speaking of which, NOAA came out and made a statement that this is the first level 4 extreme storm watch in almost 20 years, since 2005. This is newsworthy, but also a bit of self-snitching, since we've taken many since that time, including 3 this solar cycle and 1 already this year. I have to wonder if at any point they're going to catch on to how much more vulnerable our planet is with the magnetic pole shift ongoing, and how much higher the storm levels are reaching than they're expecting. Aurora could reach low latitudes this weekend, folks. Impact after impact coming. See last night's video for more detailed solar storm effect information, and we greatly appreciate your support. We're watching all day, and if any significant updates are needed, we'll bring them right here. But right now, it's 5:30 a.m. in the new Valley of the Sun. Eyes open. No fear.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is definitely, well, the numbers coming out bigger than anything recorded in modern history. And the latest numbers are coming in now. More coronal mass ejections are forming in the direct area pointed directly at Earth. So we're going to probably get up to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're at 6 already. I'm no scientist. I just study all this. I can go outside. That sucker's white hot right now. White hot. It's white. And you go outside. Look at the light. You're like, I was out there just before we went on air. I was like, what the hell's going on? I mean, it's wild out there right now. It's white.
Wow.
Remember, you're younger than I, but it's only the last 15 years or so they admit this happened. Remember when the sun used to be yellow, even at like high noon?
Yeah.
It's been white for 5 years.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and it's interesting. I wonder how this ties in specifically to the cyber attack stuff that we've been experiencing. You know, back in October, they were talking about solar activity being responsible for cellular outages. But the thing that's bizarre about that was that I believe only AT&T was affected. So my thinking just logically would be that if it was solar activity in the last fall, that it would have impacted all the carriers equally. Do you think that they're planning some sort of a cyber attack, or they're expecting some sort of a cyber attack from Russia or China?
They've been hyping it and blaming Russia. Guys, did you find the Klaus Schwab clip? All right. Yeah, we're pulling it in now. Yeah, well, Klaus Schwab has been betting everything on. It looked like a minor inconvenience cupboard next to a power outage or cyber attack, but then I've got the congressional report from last year, all of it, saying this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's not like I believe them, amateur astronomers. Universities have these. You can see this is record sunspots aimed right at us.
Has there been any preparation in terms of infrastructure? I mean, you would think
no. Since the 70s, they've had a bunch of commissions in Congress. I'll show them to you. I printed it all. We've always overprepared. I could go over it all, but they've done nothing.
Wow.
There's like six major. You can argue 4 to 6, but there's really a dozen or so. But there's six major systems that shift and control the power in the United States. Not to mention the world. And they, for $4 billion, they could harden those and block them from a huge amount of electromagnetic radiation coming in that goes into conductive systems that are meant to transmit energy, and it melts them. So you could harden those and then be able to rebuild very quickly. If you don't do that, those systems melt down and blow up.
You just have to rebuild everything from the
ground. And you're asking, what is a Carrington event? Let's go over this right now. So here's the reporting last year by NOAA and by NASA and by the EU and by the International Space Weather Association. Severe solar storm could trigger northern lights as far south as Alabama Friday night. Here is the latest report from last year. Congressional mandated research plan and initial research governance framework related to solar radiation modification. And I read the report again this morning. They were really worried about it by this year, saying the sun was increasing its coronal mass ejections. Here is the Carrington event, 1859. Most of the telegraph wires in Canada, the U.S., were melted on the line, red and then white hot, and just melted because so much electromagnetic energy came in and they were conductive. It melted them. So there's a Carrington event. The Carrington event, history's greatest solar storm. Now, they don't have a bunch of science on this, just photos of it from telescopes. They know what it did. And what has happened now, yesterday was as big, just visually, and now it's way bigger, guaranteed. Now, the question is, will it hit us? It's like a rifle from 90-plus million miles away aimed at us. We're like a little speck of dust. Will it directly hit us? If it glances off, we'll have some issues, but if it misses us, but it's coming our way. And the problem is, the sun's not going pew, pew, all over. It's all over the sun. They're having coronal mass ejections at record level. NASA's like, whoa, last year we better watch out. It's going crazy. But most of those shoot off in other directions. It's right there in the southern quadrant, a little bit below the equator. See all that?
Mm-hmm.
That's aimed right at us. That's the Carrington event hit us at that exact spot. That's pointed.
It's like a laser beam that just happens to be right in our trajectory.
It is a laser beam. Yeah, exactly. But of plasma and heat. So here's the Carrington event here, overhead shot on Wikipedia. You can read all about it. Not that I trust Wikipedia, but in general science, they don't get it wrong. And it shows what it did from just photographs, black and white, hooked up to telescopes. And then you compare that, again, to the level yesterday. It had already reached Carrington event. But they said, well, we hope it doesn't hit us, but it's aimed at us. Now it's way beyond Carrington event in its explosive power. What is the Carrington event, the largest solar storm ever recorded? What if it happened today? That's last year. Here's a report from just a few days ago. A sunspot is now 15 times wider than Earth. So this thing, before it exploded, was 15 times bigger than us, and it aimed right at us. Pew. Same spot the Carrington event. That's lined up with us. We're like the moon stays in orbit with us. We stay in orbit with the sun. We're lined up with that son of a bitch right there on screen for TV viewers. What was the Carrington event? Why does it matter? Okay, so that's some of the key stuff, and I want to start going to Space's speakers here, but let's just show you these some of these headlines again. This is in the AP, Reuters, you name it. World told to brace for severe geomagnetic storm, the first in nearly 20 years, which could bring chaos. Well, but it's the biggest now in recorded history. I've got a whole nother big stack that I have right here. Guys, pull up the earlier articles I sent you about, oh, here it is. I found it right here. So let me show you these. I've got too much documentation. This is Fox News, Fox Weather. NOAA predicts stronger peak in solar activity in 2024 than originally anticipated. Solar storm, what's the next disaster to strike, could come with the sun. Solar maximum will arrive sooner and last longer than previously expected, say scientists. See colossal sunspots that are already causing major radio blackouts. That was days ago. Earth will be bombarded by intense solar storms next year, scientists predict. This is last November. Solar maximum in 2024 with flares strong enough to cripple the world's internet for weeks. So the bigger question is, as the world braces for this megastorm about to hit, will they piggyback on this and use this as a cover, Chase Geyser?
Well, absolutely. I mean, whether or not this is already being used as a cover and they don't think it's going to happen, but they're anticipating some sort of a cyber attack, or whether or not this is actually going to happen and melt infrastructure. If we know anything from the globalists, they always exploit or use a crisis as a good opportunity, right? Was that Nancy Pelosi that said that? So,
well, it was Rahm Emanuel said, don't let a good crisis go to
life. Okay. Yeah.
She said it too.
They're definitely going to exploit this regardless of whether or not they're causing it and just blaming it.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and play that clip of the Klaus Schwab, the head of the WEF. Here it is.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
But you don't need that if you have this, but they can use that as the cover. They can piggyback on that.
So what happens logically if there is a massive EMP kill shot event? I mean, what does the government do? What are we going to expect?
Nothing. I mean, it'll be everything's just on time delivery. 90% of people aren't self-sufficient or more. It'll be a mass extinction event of 7 billion people, they estimate. And there's 480-something reactors that we know of, thousands that are secret. They'll melt down. Because there'll be no administration of those, plus most of them use outside power for their actual operation and only ship power, which is a really stupid design. You should be self-powered. Estimates are it'll be a nuclear winter. It'll be the end of life as we know it. Stuff will come back in a few billion years.
I've heard experts in various interviews say that if there was a massive EMP strike, that it would literally cause airplanes to fall out of the sky because they rely on so much software.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But a Carrington event, a direct hit by a coronal mass ejection isn't like that. It doesn't really EMP, but if the stuff's not shielded, it heats it up because it just picks up all of the energy and melts.
It's an overheating thing.
Yeah, so an EMP is a big thing that blows things out immediately. This is more heats up and blows. Like, computers don't work well in hot environments.
Right.
Well, imagine when a bunch of electrons are put into them. It's bad.
Right, it's just like hooking any electronic up to a power source that's far too strong for it. It's going to explode.
Boom. So that's where we are. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. And I have a big guest who sued the ADL and is winning. And If he wasn't studio, he's a great guy. I would move him, but he's here. We're going to do it. It's going to be powerful in the third hour, but I'll probably commandeer the fourth hour. Jade Hour is great. This is a big deal. So we'll probably keep the spaces going for that hour when the guest is in and everybody can take a break and eat lunch or whatever. We're going to come back and follow this because it's hitting tonight. And again, if you just joined us, it was already on par in modern history as the strongest ever observed coronal mass ejections directly at us. It's not the light of the sun, it's the heat. That's the basic way, but it's a bunch of radiation, a bunch of energy coming, all sorts of stuff. And plasma is what it is. Now with these other ones, and now they say more are forming, more are boiling up, so the sun's going crazy, we'll be really blessed. Thank our four-leaf clovers if this doesn't cause some problems. And I hope we're here a couple of days from now. Everything's fine. A few satellites are knocked out, some cell phone outages. I think bare minimum that's going to happen, but this could be really bad.
What do you think is going to happen if it is a middle-of-the-road impact where some systems are shut down? I mean, how could the government use that as an opportunity to expand its power?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're all exactly. They're not in control. They're not God. But they keep saying a power outage, a cyber attack will give them total control, crash the old banking system, bring in the new central bank digital currency. They've been salivating, Chase Geyser, about this. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're going to opportunistically use it. But I think we should be talking about that. But it's perfect to knock out all our communications, or they turn them off, the internet kill switch Obama put in. They claim this did it. But, oh, don't worry, government sites are still up. We could be right back where we were during the lockdown, but worse.
And all the records of how much money you have in your bank account, those are all digitally stored. So it could literally erase the history of how much money anybody has in any account. That would be a perfect excuse to usher in a whole new currency.
That's right. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. And how do people follow you?
At Real Chase Geyser on X as well.
All right. I'm going to be very judicious next hour. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back, and we're going right to Spaces speakers. Two-minute break. We're going right to you. Please support the broadcast. Take the Spaces link at Real Alex Jones. Share it. Take the Infowars.com/show. Share it. Take clips out. Share it. We're just simply trying people to realize what a dangerous, crazy, changing universe we live in. And this shows the globalists aren't God. They're trying to pretend they're God. So in a way, this is very, very healthy. But this is an unprecedented event. And it was predicted by NASA and by NOAA last year. And it's happening now. So InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are our sponsors. Great products. You want to check them out. InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com right now. Incredible nano silver products. And so much more at drjonesnaturals.com. So many other great supplements, drjonesnaturals.com. And, of course, InfoWarsStore.com, where Nitric Boost is now back in stock at Ultimate Fish Roll. We need your support, plus the great products. Get them today.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You should stay real close to Jesus. Keep that bottle in your hand, my man. Find your way back to my bed again. Sing me like a Bible hymn. We should go back to our kids. Drink this body for the kitchen. Like a little piece of heaven. No more candle in the wind. You should come back to our place, baby. Don't be afraid of our love. On the second floor, darling. In a second flight, hurry up. Cause down in our Kansas, the stores are all closed. And the kids in their hoodies, they dance super slow.
All right, folks, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. We have the space weather reporter on next segment. Chase Geyser, people have been holding for 30 minutes. I want to start going to them.
Absolutely. Let's start with Shepherd of Truth. Shepherd of Truth, go ahead.
Hey, thank you guys very much. It's a privilege to be on your show. I also see Ben down there, Space Weatherman. I will obviously yield to him. He's more of an expert. Listen, I just kind of qualify this. I'm a real science-minded person. I've been doing nothing but study the grand solar minimum Earth's magnetic excursion for the last 2 years at the PhD level. This thing is real that's going on. And we're vulnerable. And this, what's going to happen this weekend is going to show us how reliant we are upon, technology for our food, for money, for gas, for everything we need. You know, I'm fearful that, overnight people could go from, worrying about whatever they're worrying today to where their next meal is going to come from and have no resources, right? So again, but qualifying this weekend is not going to be this. This is kind of an eye opener. Now, we could talk a lot more about what's the sun doing and how bad is this going to affect us in the future. I'll yield all that to the space weather man. What I'd like to add is, Alex and Chase, you mentioned it. How are the global elite, how are they going to take advantage of this, right? And there is a way. There is something else that I've been studying. It's a WF and Agenda 2030. And I think it's really centered around this stuff. I think it's their opportunity to take advantage of us, to shape the way we move forward. There's been so many little Easter eggs. You know, when we talk about what's going to happen and how things are going to change, like President Obama, he produced a movie called Leave the World Behind, right? Leave the World Behind after he left office, which is kind of like stoking this fear, right?
Which is so, about a total cyber collapse.
That's right. It's very interesting what that movie is really about if you read between the lines, if you watch it. So look, don't be surprised that our governments are aware of this. We had a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that got passed, Alex. They were shutting down Congress and they passed this thing without even reading through it. Like in no way, shape or form do our governments not know what's going on. And, it's critical that we gain a good understanding.
Well, Shepard, we're going to go back to you after we talk to the space weather guy. So don't hang up, but I notice you've got St. Elmo's fire on your X, you know, banner. That shows you understand what this electromagnetic radiation means.
Yeah, I can talk all about that, but others can as well. And so I don't want to bore people with the science, because as long as I've been trying to talk about this and as excited as I am, most people get lost or don't care. So you can guide the conversation. I'll yield.
Well, let me ask you this. We got 1 minute until break. What do you think's about to happen? I know we don't know. But I mean, this is going crazy.
What I think is about to happen, and I could be wrong, but I think that the sun is getting ready to do something significant. You mentioned what would happen to us if it did pop and we lost electricity and how dangerous it would be. And I think that someone's getting ready to take advantage of all of us right now. That's what I think.
We had 40 seconds to break. What got you into researching this?
I've always loved science, and honestly, to be honest with you, it was my search for God and the truth and the way through life, and it literally took me through every scientific realm and the solar system and back down to Earth, and then how are these governments are taking advantage
and
of
us. And am I right that the image you have deals with St. Elmo's fire?
I'm sorry, you talk, which image are you talking about?
It's the image of the sails lighting up. That's electromagnetic radiation. We'll come back to you. We're going to go to the solar science guy first. Stay with us. It's more important than ever to keep independent true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Because it funds the operation, but that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as nobody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock, got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I guess, get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Chase Geyser is running the show here with me, co-hosting. We got a lot of speakers here. We have 6 major solar flares, record level, headed our way. I've looked at the numbers according to previous ones. This looks bigger than the Carrington event, 1859. But the question is, will it hit the Earth? We're not saying we're all doomed, but this is a big deal. And will the globalists piggyback on this? Use as a pretext for control. Chase Geyser, who's up next?
Let's go to Space Weather News. Space Weather, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say about everything going on.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here with you guys. It has been probably the busiest 48 to 60 hours in the last decade of my life. But it's also been exciting. I don't know what tired is at this point. We do, as you have heard, have 6 X-class solar flares that have released what are called full halo coronal mass ejections at Earth. Basically, what this means is the X-ray energy of the solar flare has blasted plasma from the sun into Earth's direction. And all 6 of these are expected to hit over the next 48 to 72 hours. Now, this is the kind of thing where it is a big deal. And this would be a big deal at any time, but it's an even bigger deal right now. Especially because, as Shepard was alluding to, we are in Earth's magnetic excursion. The magnetic poles are shifting. The magnetic field, our protection against the sun and cosmic rays and gamma rays from supernova, it is weakening, and it's weakening very quickly. It actually just had an acceleration in this process about a year ago. And we have been seeing these solar events causing more than expected impacts to the Earth. You know, maybe a decade or two ago, I would have suggested that what's coming this weekend would be relevant. You know, get out there and try to look for the northern lights or the southern lights, the aurora, if you can. But I wouldn't have been at all concerned. However, we have seen multiple times, and when I say multiple times, we're talking 12 to 15 times over just the last year, where a solar storm has been vastly more impactful to Earth's magnetic field and in terms of minor local to regional level system and network outages, satellite glitches or satellites taken out, which happened to Starlink actually in February of 2022 during a solar storm. And essentially, what we have been noticing is, you know, we make the forecast when these events come at Earth based on not only how big the solar flare is and what we're looking at in the data, but we can correlate that with those in the record from previous decades and say, okay, this similar thing happened in 2004 and 2014 and 1989. So we can say, okay, that'll be about what we're expecting. But time after time, literally every single thing that the sun has thrown at us over the last year has produced 50 to 200% more of a disruption in Earth's magnetic field. There was basically what I would call a little event from the sun that happened several months ago that caused such a strong solar storm that they're calling it a new and unprecedented type of geomagnetic disturbance. And while it's not really important to go into some of the physics of that, basically something like that is the kind of thing that should perk up people's ears. But the kicker is the fact that it wasn't some kind of a major solar flare. It was just your normal run-of-the-mill solar activity within the 11-year sunspot cycle. And so when we have...
So it's not just more right sun activity. You're, and that's what I've seen in the literature. You're saying the field, our defense shield is weaker.
Absolutely. It's been weakening, and that weakening is accelerating. From approximately the 1850s to the year 2000, we lost 10%. But in just 2010, that number was updated to 15%. We are now down 25 to 30, maybe 35%. And there was a paper that came out of one of the best geophysicists in the world, a guy named Sergei Semenenko out of Russia. And this paper came out just a couple weeks ago, and he said that there was a major magnetic anomaly in March of 2023. And we have spent the last 6 months or so looking at the fact that the aurora are off the charts, the northern lights. We literally broke the record last year for aurora. We're having way too strong a solar storm activity at the Earth, given what the sun is throwing at us. You know, the sun has thrown way, way stronger at us in, say, the 80s or the, you know, even the 90s. But we didn't take this level of solar storm activity. So it's one thing to take the auroras, for example, to break the auroral record for a year. And then you realize the sun didn't do anything spectacular. The sun was actually weaker than it was 20 years ago, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. It's the fact that our planet's magnetic field, our shield as a planet, is weakening faster and faster. And we, as I mentioned, that paper by Dr. Semenenko, it took an acceleration last year, which explains why we shattered the auroral record. It explains why there was that, quote, new and unprecedented geomagnetic disturbance. It explains why.
Sure, so let me ask you this then. Why are they saying this is record level strength then? I see the news. They admit the field's weakening. It's moving. That's all admitted. But then they're also saying this is a near record or record level of ejections right at us.
So that is true. The prolific nature of this sunspot is pretty high up on the charts, but it is of about, you know, X1 to X3 level solar flares. We've taken an X28 directly at the Earth. Now, this took out transformers in Europe. It took out entire grids in South Africa. But here we have so many of them. And what a lot of people don't understand is, you know, let's say you compare two X1s to one X10, which is 10 times stronger than an X1. I think it's scarier to get two in a row. It's like that, this double tap, this back-to-back impact, because the first one does what they call preconditioning. It already sort of sets the magnetic field into a bit of disturbance. It's like a 1-2 punch. It's like the jab that gets somebody a little bit knocked off their balance, and then the cross that knocks them on the floor, as opposed to one giant haymaker. And so, okay, yeah, there could be a scenario where one giant haymaker is worse, but if you take that jab in the jaw and a quarter of a second later, there's a fast cross coming, you don't have a shot.
So what about astrophysicists I've interviewed that talk about how it affects weather, how it ionizes the atmosphere and creates nuclei? What's your information on that? What should we expect, not electromagnetically with electronics, but what about the electromagnetics with the effect on the atmosphere itself?
Absolutely. So this electromagnetic energy is going to trickle down into the atmosphere and excite what's called the global electric circuit. There are, believe it or not, if you don't know about this, there are vertical currents that go downward through high pressure and upward through low pressure. And it's a giant circuit all over the world. And when we
sure, that's what lightning
storms,
is. It's part of that. Lightning.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely right. And so what we should see when we get this going on is an increase in wind, an increase in lightning, an increase in cloud condensation nuclei, an increase in storm power, an increase in basically all of the extremes. And, you know, that goes for the other side as well. For people over the next couple of days that are supposed to have fair weather, sunny skies, maybe high temperatures, they're probably going to be a little higher. For people who are scheduled to have severe thunderstorms, they're going to be a little more severe. Anybody who's scheduled to maybe have a derecho or potentially be under tornado watch, better not ignore any sirens the next couple of days. And, you know, we just got an alert coming through that says that Earth's magnetic field is starting to take some reverberations right now. And so even though the forecast isn't for these things to impact for about another 6 to 8 hours, it's possible that it is beginning to impact right now.
Well, you follow this. You're well known for that. You go off the science. So what's coming in on the magnetic field?
So right now, the real-time KP index, which measures the magnetic disturbance to the magnetic field, suggests that we're on our way to a level two storm. Now, we're supposed to, when all of these impacts occur, maybe get up to level four or the highest level five. That's not expected to happen with the very first impact. But what's interesting is we're not seeing a ton of information yet in the solar wind, and yet it is being detected in the magnetic field already. And so, I can see it right there. The GOES satellite magnetometer is starting to take extra energy in right now. So it looks like at this time, so I guess this would be a little after noon central time in the United States, the impacts are starting to begin. And this would be the first of six that we expect over the weekend.
Why don't you take a 3-minute break, sir? Put that on your X account, and we'll come right back to you because this is in live time. Stay right there. We'll come right back to you in 3 minutes, okay?
Okay.
So the satellites are now picking it up.
Yeah, yeah. And that was really fascinating the way that he explained it. It's not a matter of the massive scale of the energy coming towards
so many.
Yeah, it's so many. So it's like it reminded me of Star Wars where you take down the shield generator. Shields are almost down. And then once the shield generator's down, the ship can just blow up, right? And so that's what's happening.
Empire Strikes Back. He's like, we've reached the shield generator. Target, maximum firepower.
Right. It's like that. I mean, it'd be funny if it wasn't so scary. But interesting that it has an impact on the weather, too. I didn't anticipate that. But that makes
sense.
There's been tornadoes and stuff even recently, too. I wonder if
it's been building. It's well known for at least 60 years. It's not potash volcanoes. They wonder why nuclei form. They learn when sunspots hit, when we get hit, it's a bunch of heat, a bunch of radiation coming in. It forms nuclei. It forms clouds.
Right. Of course, they blame the severe weather on climate change, but it's the sun's activity.
Exactly. And that's like what they say, a blue norther. Why do we have tornadoes in the spring?
Right.
The cold weather comes down, hits hot. It's the two hitting. Well, all this plasma heat's coming off the sun, and it's like opening up a when you're getting a cake out or your pie out of the oven, it's hot.
Yeah.
So it's open. It hits you.
Well, I was driving back from Dallas last night, and I don't know if this is correlated at all or just anecdotal.
Storms, hail.
I saw so much lightning. And, you know, usually you see one bolt here, two bolts there, but it was like electrifying the entire sky. It was like almost like
a crazy. Yeah, and they tell you, oh, no, it's not the sun because they want to blame us. Our little cars and our cows farting has nothing to do with that giant ball of fire.
Absolutely.
That's driving it. This is settled. They always say it's settled carbon dioxide is bad. No, it's settled. It's good. But there's no debate. It's the sun, people.
Wow.
We'd be absolute zero in 2 days if the sun turned off. It just disappeared.
Right. Right. It takes about, I think, 3 to 7 minutes for the sun's light to get here. So
yeah.
Blow up, and then within 5 minutes, the whole place.
Well, if it blew up, we'd all be dead from a supernova. Or could do a gas giant and shrink down to a dwarf. The point is, that's all. Let's just say it disappeared.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't happen. We'd be absolute zero in 2 days.
Wow.
There's no heat.
Right, of course.
There's heat in the earth. You can do thermal and try to live that down there, but that's it.
Wow.
All the real climate of the earth is the sun. It's everything. But the UN passed resolutions repeatedly saying it doesn't exist.
This kind of stuff starts to make me believe in Elon Musk's interplanetary efforts. I mean, it seems
like... Well, the arguments are you got to get settlements out away from the sun's danger.
Right.
And the danger now is not it going nova. That's billions of years from now.
Right.
Or it might go into a white dwarf, a black dwarf, a red dwarf, you know, collapse instead. There's ways different stars die. We've observed it. But yeah, if you get out interplanetary and you're way out, you don't have any issue. People out at, you know, Pluto's not worried about coronal mass ejections.
Right.
We're like right up against it. We're like third rock out. We're like right next to the oven. We're in the perfect spot to like the warm, happy place where it's so nice, except we're in danger.
Wow.
Can't live on Venus. Can't live on Mercury.
Right.
Too hot. but you can live right here, but we're like right next to the oven.
It's amazing to me that we get these images of the sun.
And people go, oh, that's flat. I've aimed telescopes at it, folks. It's rotating. It's round. It's globe. Let's go back to that amazing speaker and let's go to his X account, Space Weather News. I've followed for years. Really smart guy following all the main science. Let's see if he's got his, repost back up, on this satellite picking up that it's begun to hit the earth. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. So here's the data I've got right now. First things first. We are approaching a level 2 proton storm. Now, this is something that happens that is in addition to what we've been talking about. This is a direct stream of high energy protons that bombards mostly the polar region. And we are getting to the point where if it gets any stronger from right now, which I have to imagine it's going to, they're going to start rerouting polar flights. I'm looking at polar wind data right now. And it looked like the satellites at the L1 space position. Now, for those who don't know, that stands for Lagrange point one. It's basically a geostationary point around 1 million miles towards the sun from the Earth, where they can put a satellite there and the gravity of the Earth and the sun will just keep it in place. The solar wind from the very first impact has struck that satellite. So we are minutes away from the first CME actually hitting the Earth. The density is relatively moderate. The speed is relatively strong. The magnetism of this plasma shockwave is pretty powerful.
And let's be clear, the sun's 90 plus million miles away. We've got satellites a million miles out. They're now being hit.
Yeah, they're being hit right now. So basically, for most solar storms like this, when they get hit, you've got a 1 hour warning. Now, at the speed that I'm seeing here from its plasma detectors, we probably only have 30 minutes from right now. I am hoping that the eruptions that follow, so numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because we've got 6 on the way, I'm hoping they're not as strong as this one, because this is a pretty strong initial impact right here.
And so I'm looking at an L1, it looks like from the NASA, it's straight on with the sun with us. It's in alignment.
Right. Exactly. So it's in a perfect position to detect these things and give us a tiny bit of warning. This is a pretty strong coronal mass ejection, and I do expect that the solar storms will begin to develop well before the latter eruptions strike in the coming hours.
Do we have any estimate? Do we have any estimate on which of the 6 ejections is the biggest?
It's hard to say. The first, third, and 6th look like they're the biggest, but that is just via the plasma density that you can see from a satellite called SOHO. That's only the density. Of course, the speed of the eruption, the temperature of the plasma, and the magnetic field embedded within those electric particles matters as well. But so the first, the third, and the 6th look like they're the most dense. This one is moderately dense, but it's pretty fast. And like I said, the magnetic field embedded within it is already working our magnetic field pretty good. I would not be surprised if, this is well before. I mean, we're talking 4 to 6 hours early in terms of this one striking. So I would say that from here and for the next several days, we are going to be in geomagnetic storm conditions.
And again, that causes effects here on Earth, not just to electronics, but as you said, it's recognized fact it affects the atmosphere.
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, there's meteorological, seismological, physiological, psychological, and of course, technological impacts of these events. We're talking literally hundreds of studies on everything from heart attacks to emotional instability to ambulance and
ER. I've had top stockbrokers on from Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan. They're obsessed with sunspots because all the major wars start with them, right?
Absolutely. At a larger scale, we're talking everything from, you know, crimes like murder sprees to, nation versus nation conflicts breaking out. And the number of...
And is that because we're all basically being X-rayed by all this different radiation, or what is it?
So basically, it's like an electric excitement. And without getting too technical, these things from the sun do two main things to the human brain. One, they decrease the mitochondrial activity in the hippocampus. Basically, what it means is we have a cognitive decline. We get a little dumber. As that happens, that electrical energy excites a part of the brain called the locus coeruleus, which is the center for fear, panic, and anxiety.
The reptile brain.
Terror, basically. Exactly. And so everybody gets a little dumber, starts reacting more in terms of terror, fear, panic, anxiety, and has more emotional instability at the same time. And boy, if that isn't just a description of the world today, I don't know what is. And so, looks like we're on call here.
By the way, if I have new listeners that hear this and you think, oh, this couldn't be true, just search engine. Major wars always start with sunspots. It's a well-known thing, and we're basically, with layman terms, being just x-rayed with everything you can imagine starting tonight. Or I guess you said in an hour or so it's going to hit, starting.
Yeah, I mean, if it's at this plasma speed, with the distance that the satellite is from Earth, we are about 25 to 30 minutes away from this hitting.
Well, sir,
I'm going to have to jump off. I've actually got a guy from NASA who needs me to call him right now. He's been texting me nonstop for the last 15 minutes.
Okay, I've got a guest in 30 minutes, but I'm going to come back in the fourth hour. We're going to move Jay Dyer. We love him, but we'll have him on with us. But I'm going to try to come back in 40 minutes, sir, okay?
I will see what I can do.
All right, thank you. That guy's really smart.
Yeah,
that's amazing. He knows what he's talking about, because I've read all the stuff he's saying, but he knows how to put it all together. Chase, is that not freaking you out?
Yeah, it's freaking me out. There's 25 minutes left. I mean, it's like the movie Armageddon, right? You have 7 days and you got to train up.
Well, this stuff happens, but it's different because it's so much and it's, you know.
Well, and then there's the weather impact and the psychological impact on top of that. I mean, that is absolutely crazy. I had no idea that. I thought that was just astrology woo-woo stuff to think that, you know.
No, that's why we don't live that long. Like sharks and stuff don't get cancer because they're just one program. We are warm-blooded, so we're reacting. We live so close to a giant radiation blast. We're like radioactive creatures, dude. Now, we go outside, we burn. Yeah. Think other stuff can live in that? We're right. Tough, dude. We live like by a fireball. I mean, we live like 2 inches from the oven.
Wow.
We're like little creatures that live right on the edge of the fireplace.
Yeah, I never thought of it like that.
And sometimes the fire little flame shoots out and cooks us.
So what does the impact look like? Let's just say everything's fine, but we have this massive psychological impact over the next 7 to 4.
Well, it's just like lunar. Police will tell you, full moon, people go crazy. It has an electromagnetic thing, but nothing like this. Nothing like solar flares. Every J.P. Morgan, BlackRock, it's in the news that every major war starts with a big coronal mass ejection.
Not to mention crime. I mean, I got half a mind to tell my wife to stay home.
Yeah, it's just people get emotional. They get crazy because you're being literally ionized without getting into all the sciences.
It dumbs you down.
You're getting hit by every spectrum, X-rays, gamma rays, particles, frickin'. I mean, you're getting the atmosphere filters it. The electromagnetic field filters some of it, but your cells are reactive. Like you can be depressed, go out in the sun, feel great. Well, you're getting hit by it. That's why you get cancer. I mean, we were designed to live close to it, but we get enough doses of this. This is like, I'm not a scientist, but I've read the literature. Let's just say in the next 4 days, we're going to get like 20 chest x-rays. That's kind of just put it lay term.
Right. Wow. Wow. Well, hopefully everything will be okay. Maybe
that's like
be
when they tested on British and U.S. troops, they would detonate atomic bombs.
Yeah.
They put their hands up in front of their face. They were told
they could see their skeleton.
They could see through their hands.
Yeah.
This is like, it's like that.
Wow.
Great. But it's not just x-rays. It's everything. And again, the atmosphere, as he said, it's on record. He wasn't lying. He wasn't wrong. Is getting weaker. The electromagnetic shield.
Right.
Just like Star Wars, the shield. I want to come right back and go more speakers. This is amazing. Stay with us. It's more important than ever to keep independent True Media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation, but that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as nobody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock, got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it, you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high quality coffee has not been available, and that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us, but now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Look, I'm not saying the world's going to end today. What I'm saying is the globalists have said they would use sunspot activity, coronal mass ejections, as a pretext to get all sorts of power grabs. And I mentioned earlier to the crew, they pulled up a few articles about how throughout history, major wars have been launched in and around sunspots. Here's some of the headlines. The CIA studied the impact of space storms on psychic powers. Sunspots, a brief history. It's a good breakdown by the Canadian News. Do sunspots explain global recession, war, and famine? How a 1967 solar storm nearly led to nuclear war? These are a big deal, and this is record levels of them coming our way. And regardless of what happens today, I hope everything's fine in the next few days. The issue here is our power grid is not protected, and other power grids are protected as well.
Right. Well, and that's been a major vulnerability for decades, and it seems like our defense department doesn't do anything about it. I mean, I've had cybersecurity experts, close friends, people with master's degree, top secret clearance, tell me for years that our electrical grid was totally vulnerable to cyber attacks from China specifically. And so I imagine solar flares are the same, where if they take out a central hub, then it just propagates the problem across the whole grid. And then there's a power outage and nobody can even communicate to solve the problem.
Absolutely. And then we've got RFK with brain worms eating his brain. Can't make this up. That's a whole other subject I'll cover tomorrow on the special broadcast. Let's go ahead and go to the next speaker.
Okay, let's talk to the Honey Badger first.
Hey, good morning, Jay. So a couple of things. I was actually asking in the comments under his last post, was the gentleman, basically in regards to the tectonic plates shifting and causing, you know, geomagnetic excursion, you know, my question was, can it work in the reverse? And that's of particular interest for those of us who are living on the San Andreas Fault. And so I got several answers in the affirmative that it actually can cause earthquakes. And the second part, just kind of going back to how this might be used, you know, in terms of the powers that be, we'll call them. 64 different countries have elections this year. 2024 has been called the ultimate election year. 49% of the world's population will be electing their leaders. Now, again, when we look at this subject, you know, this could be, you know, certainly a serendipitous coincidence. But even if it were, and even if it's not serious, I can't imagine anybody believing that this event won't be exploited and used to, you know, to keep these elections from happening.
And another larger issue is the sun is increasing in coronal mass ejections. This could just be the beginning. NASA predicted this year would peak for the next, you know, 100 years or so. So this is just the beginning, it looks like.
Yeah, correct. But again, however severe this may be or not be, I mean, because, you know, the truth of the matter is we don't know.
Yeah, we're a human population on a planet around a sun. People that don't believe in God don't know where we came from. This sun is the main driver. We should be a little concerned about it.
Well, no, absolutely. But the takeaway, and obviously this is the thing that's a primary concern, especially if it's life-threatening, but the takeaway is even if it wasn't, it will be exploited, I truly believe, you know, for the globalist agenda because it's too convenient. 64 different countries.
I agree. So how do they exploit it? Just to disrupt elections?
Yeah.
A cover for cyber attacks they launch?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a lot of people were, so for example, here in the United States, you know, people have been predicting, and even if they're on the fringe, it doesn't matter, but predicting that we wouldn't have an election. And even, I think Hillary said recently, this will probably be our last election, something like this. And they were predicting another disease or some tainting of food, and it just didn't make any sense to me that it would be that, because those things take time to come to fruition. However, a climate event or our power grid going down seemed the obvious reason if we did not have an election that would be exploited or used to keep it from happening. So I'll take off my tinfoil hat. But I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's nothing that we can predict, but I mean, it does stand to reason.
Well, it's important when the source of all life on the planet, the sun, is doing weird things to be a little concerned about it. But the UN voted, and so did the Democrats. They say it doesn't have any effect, Chase.
Yeah, well, the first thing that comes to mind is she mentions that 49% of the world's population is going to be having elections this year is, all right, well, this vulnerability is a major problem when it comes to voting machines, paper ballots.
And most of the people are voting for Patriots.
Right, you need paper money and paper ballots. You know, that's what I'm worried about. And we're closer to World War III than I think we've ever been in the history.
Oh, they're sending your EU troops in now to fight the Russians.
Right. And so if we're already on the cusp of World War III, and then you're adding the psychological impact to all of our leaders, and all of our leadership across the world is being disrupted by elections, this is a recipe for disaster.
Really seems like it. Who's up next?
All right. Let's talk to Wars of the Info. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, yep. Sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, I'm just tripping on this whole thing. Like, you know, sometimes I think, are we living in like the Truman Show or, yeah. You know, it's just a mad world, man. It's like, it's just hard to think. And then, Alex says that the thing is called Noah, and that just seems like another world reset, like another scorch the earth and like similar to a flood or something, you know, it's just like, It's just, that's just a trip to me, man. It's just, I just can't believe what's going on in the world. Plus what you guys are saying about, you know, them taking advantages of certain crazy situations like this.
Yeah, NOAA is the big National Weather Space Service, and that is what it's called. And they were predicting last year record level sun activity this year, and now it's happening.
Yeah, it's just crazy that it's called NOAA, right? It's just the whole trip. Yeah, I just can't believe it, man. On the verge of World War III and all this stuff. I don't know, man. I just don't know what to say. I'm actually heading to work right now. So I gotta
Well, I don't just believe mainstream media, and I'm a novice astronomer, but I covered it. I mean, private groups are looking at this saying this is record level, the amount of them coming right at us.
Yeah.
So hopefully nothing happens. The point is that it is intensifying.
Well, the other vulnerability too is even if this solar activity doesn't have any impact at all on the planet, let's just say hypothetically best case scenario, this is an amazing opportunity for China or Russia or others to instigate a cyber attack so that they can blame it on the solar activity and run cover. So
or the deep state.
Right.
Great point. Thank you so much, sir. Who's up next?
All right. Let's go next to Alex Jones. Alex Jones, go ahead and unmute yourself. You got your hand raised and go ahead and say what you have to say.
What's up, Alex, and what's up, InfoWarriors? Alux here. Since we only have 30 minutes till we get hit with the solar storm, I'll make it short and sweet. Alex, we're a huge community of people who love you and love what you're doing. We believe in crypto as a form of financial freedom, and we're echoing your message with humor through memes, cartoons, and other funny content. The speaker earlier was talking about the effects of the solar flares and said we're all going to get a little dumber. Our community is already a little bit dumb in the best way possible, so I feel like we can really thrive in this environment. We believe in memetic magic, and through your message, Alex, and our memes, we're having an impact in the real world. You fight the info war, and we're fighting the meme war. Andrew Breitbart famously said that politics is downstream from culture and that we need to be happy warriors, and that's part of our mission. We want to bring more people into the truth movement and onboard them into tuning into you, Alex, and InfoWars by making them laugh and making them think. We plan to sponsor content.
Now, I've seen some of your memes. You're awesome, brother.
Thank you, man. We really appreciate that. We love you, and we were hoping that you would love what we're doing. We plan to sponsor content and donate money to you all to make sure InfoWars keeps going. And we're starting with our first donation this week, brother. So we can talk about that. You can expect to see that. And we, no strings attached. We just want to donate to you because we love InfoWars and we want to see you guys keep going.
Well, thank you. And I hope InfoWars continues. It may get blown up in the next 2 to 3 months, but we'll be able to do something else right away. But the enemy's moving in against us right now, but still support it. It'll probably continue on. Yeah, stuff is definitely getting intense. So amazing. So overall, what do you think of this and what do you think is coming?
With the meme or with the solar storm?
The solar stuff.
You know, I think like many things, it's kind of one of these things where we need to kind of wait and see. You know, it may not be as bad as it could be, but I think that there's enough precedent, enough history here where it clearly has an effect in many ways. So we're likely to see a lot of those same kind of things that have happened in the past happen again.
Powerfully said, sir. How do people follow you on X?
Thank you, brother.
How do they follow you on X for radio listeners?
So this account is the main X account for the Alux Jones meme.
Sure, but
so
we're on a couple. We're on over 300 radio stations. So, how do people find you? They're just looking to drive down the road. They want to find you later. How do they do
yep,
that?
Yep, it's at Alux Jones Soul. So that's AluxJonesSol.
All right, brother. That. Thank you. Up next.
All right, let's go to Jake Perry. You've had your hand raised for some time. Go ahead, Jake. Unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Thank you, guys. Good to talk to you guys again. Last time I was on here, I told you guys that I'm in crypto, but I'm also a theologian. And whenever you're a Christian and you're in the markets 24/7, you tend to notice what God typically does. And I've been saying for some time on the show, on my show, Crypto After Dark, that 2024 is a year for the history books. You have the Bitcoin halving that just took place. You have the election. You have the great financial shift or the great reset. You have freaking solar flares coming out of the earth in 30 minutes, probably less now. It is one for the history books. We're on the verge of a civil war. We're on the verge of World War III. We're on the everything. 2024 is a year for the history books, and honestly, it shouldn't shock anyone who has faith in God, because you know that God controls everything. God's in charge. Jesus is king. It's his universe. He made it. And so you start to see these cycles play out. And in the markets, we typically, like, we have a little saying that says history doesn't repeat, but it definitely rhymes. And we're seeing that rhythm. We're seeing the rhyme. It's happening right now. No one should be shocked. But there is hope. You know, Jesus is king. This is his world. He's not going to let it go to waste. He didn't die on the cross so that we could just perish in a solar flare. Now, bad things may happen from it, especially in the crypto world. I say this all the time. All the time I say this. Whatever happens in the world affects crypto. And whatever happens in crypto affects the world. Because crypto is not in its own little bubble. The governments own Bitcoin. They own Ethereum. They own a ton of cryptocurrencies. And whatever happens in crypto will affect the world because of that. And the government's not ever going to let a natural disaster go to waste. They will use everything that they possibly can to implement more tyranny, get more lockdowns. They will try to steal your cryptocurrency, a cyber attack. They'll do whatever they can to take all of your wealth, all of your food. And that's just what you guys were talking about, Chase and Alex. You guys were talking about you need to be self-sufficient. You need to learn how to hunt again. You need to learn how to fish again. Get your own water, how to clean your own water through boiling it or tablets or something. Just whatever you do, don't get fluoride. So I want to give that message out and give a little bit of hope and encouragement through that.
Brother, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got a great, an interesting speaker that just popped in. I want to try to go straight to Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer Ranch Project, can you go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say? I see that in your bio you're a geologist. If you're there, Oppenheimer, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. If not, we'll go to another speaker. Okay, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
Very good.
Well, I've been watching the sun for decades, and on my channel, Magnetic Reversal News, we've been watching the sun because solar activity has been very weak the last two decades. In fact, the last two solar cycles are some of the weakest cycles in the last 200 years. So what we're predicting is a grand minima to occur in the next cycle. But what I want to make clear to the listeners is that this type of solar activity occurs at every solar max. So every 11-year solar cycle, we have a period of about a year where we get hit by huge solar storms, X flares. And this is not unique. This is not the most extreme solar storm in history. It's the most extreme storm we may see in the last decade. But this is not anything to worry about. It happens every 11 years. So people are losing their heads.
Well, that's good news then. I hope you're right. Yeah.
Go ahead. What are you saying?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, the biggest problem is what other people have chimed in on is that they use this as a psyop to cause a black swan event. And they take out the grid and they blame the sun when it's actually the deep state or a foreign entity.
Well, I mean, I know the sun has been cooling for a while. That's why global warming stopped, which is a normal, natural thing. But then the reports we're getting from the scientists, and I'm not saying you're wrong, is that this is extremely intense. There's a whole bunch of these. And is it not true that the magnetic field's been moving and the magnetic field's gotten weaker?
Yes, the magnetic field has weakened maybe 20% in the last century, and it is exponentially weakening.
Sure, so even if it's the same level of this event happening with a smaller shield, though, it becomes a bigger issue.
Yeah, but we're talking since last solar cycle, the shield's only down maybe 5% more, and the CME, which is a cannibal CME, has already passed the Discover satellite about 30 minutes ago, and it's only showing plasma speed at 700 kilometers per second. That means that this solar storm is a nothing burger. There's going to be some aurora, and that's it. Most of the CMEs have already passed because they were, three of them, cannibalized. And this is not going to be a big event. It's a normal activity every 11 years, and that's all I've got to say.
No, I hope you're right, and I hope the system doesn't piggyback on that, because they've certainly been hyping it up as the, you know, as just gigantic. And I mean, it looked like that to me. I'm not an astronomer.
Yeah, that's the biggest concern for me too. Has been how much this has been hyped over the last year, because it came off a lot.
Yeah, like, you saw the NASA reports and NOAA reports last year saying biggest ever and all that stuff. What do you think that's about?
It's about clicks and views. People just want to be looked at. So it's like the amount of scientific disinformation flowing around the interwebs is exponential because people want views. The truth, they want people to listen to their side, and it's kind of sad.
It seemed to me like prescriptive programming last year.
Well, I want you to get to that, but why do you think then, which is not, I mean, it's measured, what is it, why do you think the magnetic field is getting weaker?
No one knows. No scientist knows. There's some external force that powers the sun. It's probably a Birkeland current. We live in an electric universe. So there's an external source.
So you're saying the solar systems and everything are connected?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, keep going. I'm listening.
Yeah, we don't know what's affecting the sun. We know that there are cycles on the sun based on historical documents that occur every 400 years. If you were back in time 400 years ago, it was freezing on Earth. So we may be going back into this grand minima cycle. But that's independent of the magnetic field on Earth. The Earth's magnetic field has been weakening since the Carrington event and prior. What happened in 1859, which is actually a big solar storm, that solar storm probably will eclipse this one by 100x. So this is not even close to a Carrington event. To compare it to that is ridiculous. The Carrington event was probably a series of X 10, 5, and 20 flares. And we're talking about a bunch of X1s here. It's very insignificant. But the question is, what is causing the dynamo of Earth to fail? If you look at the magnetic field strength over the last 300 years, it's highly variable. It goes up and down. There's no natural cyclic variability. It happens all the time, but there's no explanation for it. So until we get to the bottom of what is creating Earth's magnetic field, and it's not an outer liquid core and an inner liquid core. We've got tomography that shows that that whole concept is probably wrong. We've got a long way to go to understanding our own planet. It's kind of ridiculous that people like Elon Musk are trying to go to Mars. It's a literal impossibility due to cosmic rays. There is no way anyone is ever going to live on Mars in the next 100 years, period. So we live in a fantasy world about to be taken over by robots that are woke. We should be very scared about the information stream because none of it has to do with science. So all of the science we're seeing is scientism. It's out there for clicks. Or
hey, very interesting. We should hold a discussion slash debate with different people because I'm agnostic on this. We should do a spaces on this in the next few weeks and have you on. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us. We've got Space Weather News joining us coming back. We appreciate him doing it. He just talked to NASA folks. And Space Weather News, what do you have for us? And thank you.
Are you still with us, Space Weather? I added you as a speaker. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. I know you're getting a lot of texts. If not, then we can go on to somebody else. Okay, it looks like he's away from his phone or something right now. So let's go straight to Prodigal. Prodigal, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with the last speaker. So out of curiosity, I understand what about the actual satellite systems in space, the satellites beaming down to Earth? Will they be affected at all, or you think, you know, based on what you've seen on this 11-year cycle, that's not going to play a role?
Well, I'm not an astrophysicist or a solar physicist or any of that. I just know we go through these events. We know the Carrington event blew out the telegraph wires. So I'm here covering this because there's an unprecedented amount of these coming in. The last speaker said, well, they're not that strong. Others are saying they're extremely strong. We're just here watching what unfolds and happens. Then we have the UN saying the sun has no effect on climate, which you know is pure crap. So it's good to get focused on the sun. I think that's what this show is really all about, is focusing on these effects and the fact that our power grid is wide open to a Carrington event. Does that make sense?
No, I understand that, but my concern is also the ability to communicate wirelessly. I mean, for me, you know, I think it'll be fine, but, you know, thinking worst case scenario, if comms ever went down, at that point, I think this government would be making a move against people. I think at that point, when nobody can communicate, that's my biggest fear if there was an event like this. I think that the government would use it to their advantage to move on what they view as essentially enemies of the state. And, you know, nobody would know based on that darkness in communications. I'm not saying that's going to occur. But,
no, I agree. Yeah, the way they're hyping it is a perfect cover for that. Who knows, though? We're about to find out.
I guess the only silver lining, so we can have a little bit of a white pill, is, you know, it probably would at least stop, you know, all these drone killings and bombings if it was so massive that it affected comm systems. So at least some of these wars that Biden has helped launch and perpetuate, are given some type of a temporary ceasefire based on this. But that's basically my two cents.
All right, great point. Space Weather News is back. Maybe we can get him raised up here. Very articulate, smart fella. We had an earlier commenter saying this is no big deal, nothing burger. I'm not a guy that follows this constantly. I'm reading the mainline literature. They say it's pretty serious. I hope it's not. Space Weather News, since you left us 30 minutes ago, what new intel do you have?
So I got off the phone with one of my contacts at NASA, who was actually listening to the space at the time. And he had heard me say that it looked like a level two storm was developing. He wanted to clue me in to some of the data that showed it is actually a level three storm that is developing.
So that means a new one. I'm a lay person. That means a new one, another one.
No, so it just means that the first impact was even stronger than I initially looked at it to be. You know, it's not the kind of thing that passes by in 1 second, you know, and especially because the first impact was the combination of two, perhaps three events. It's going to be a multi-hour impact. What I mentioned before about the proton storm hitting the polar region, we are almost at the point where the FAA is going to have to start rerouting polar flights due to the radiation concerns for pilots. I'm looking at the magnetometer data right now.
I mean, the
now.
FAA can't handle flights as is. I mean, the amount of accidents here. I mean, seriously, the FAA has major staffing issues and major quality control.
This Hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who just popped in?
That was Prodigal. He popped back in.
I mean, we'll go back to him, but finish your point, Space Weather News.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like Shepard said, you know, about an hour ago. This one should be a wake-up call. The chances that this is it, this is the kill shot, the global EMP, are not super high. But this is strong enough that this is probably going to have some of those localized and regionalized network and system effects, whether that's a power grid here or there, or it's some satellites going down. This is, you know, and, you know, I don't want to be too disrespectful to one of your recent speakers, but we do still have at least three and perhaps four impacts coming still. And we are already at that preconditioned level. The jab that I was talking about before knocked Earth's magnetic field off of its balance. It is stumbling backwards, and there's crosses and haymakers coming.
All right, so, we got to go to break and start the next hour, but just real quick, and hold over if you can. What about the other storms and things they say are forming on the sun? How does that feed into this?
The sunspot is probably not done, and there are more sunspots coming. They don't look quite as big, but, I mean, we're at the maximum of the 11-year cycle right now, and so it is going to be quite a little while before we can close our eyes.
Anything else, Space Weather News on X, you think you should add or pop in later?
I'll be around for a few minutes here.
All right, we'll go to 2 minutes. We'll come back and close the comment from you. Then the fellow that wanted to say something back, we'll go back to him. It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air, and when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation, but that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this. Somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I guess, get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Special guest in studio that successfully sewn the ADL for the rest of the hour. We'll come back at the fourth hour, continue the spaces. People can leave it, keep it in the background, come back. We'll get to everybody fourth hour. But right now, I wanted to finish up with space weather news. And somebody popped in disagreeing, or I want to go to them. I don't know who it was, but we're all about debate here. We're not trying to censor you. We just want to have people finish their point. Go ahead and make your other point, space weather news, and we'll have this person that wants to say, sound like he disagreed, comment to you. Go ahead.
So, last thing I want to mention, yes, the sun is still solar flaring right now. I'm tracking the latest one, watching it as it transpires. We are in a level 3 solar storm at the moment. It is likely to go well higher. We should expect, I am expecting technological and meteorological disruptions. Again, I still think the likely for this being a kill shot is low, but this should wake us all up, especially because the Earth's magnetic field is not getting any stronger. And as it continues weakening, we're going to reach a point where something like this is going to take out all of the grids. Last thing I'll say is the trajectory of the high energy proton striking the polar region right now. I don't have any way to contact the FAA. I don't have any contacts there, but they need to get those planes out of the polar region right now, because if another one of these 6 impacts we're expecting strikes right now, it will instantaneously surge radiation to dangerous levels. They've got to get those airplanes out of the polar region right now.
And people that don't know, explain that. I mean, everybody knows pilots have problems with cancer because they're up at 30,000 feet and there's not much water vapor that blocks radiation. So it's really a radioactive area, just like astronauts, even more radiation. But people don't know, and I've looked it up myself what you were talking about. I didn't even really know that sometimes they have warnings in the polar areas. That's why you see the Van Allen radiation. I mean, that's why you see the Northern Lights, because the magnetic field's not as strong. That energy can come in better. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. You know, that and the fact that these are relatively strong solar impacts that we're taking. And I can already see in some of the data that what they call an equatorward traveling wave, which is, as the name suggests, waves that travel from the pole towards the equator. And this is what not only can begin to disrupt technology, but this is what we were talking about earlier, the things that begin to affect the weather systems. Those are already heading from the poles to the equator right now. And so I think that they should be getting everything out of the polar region in terms of aircraft. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, just posted that we are well on our way to a level 4 storm event. We are well above the baseline for level 3 right now. And this is only going to get worse over the next couple of days. So this is basically what we've got. And the weather should begin to be affected within the next 2 to 3
hours. All right, real fast, and hopefully you can come back later. Who was the commenter? He had
Prodigal,
something to say?
Did you have something you wanted to say? Sorry, I had to meet you.
I wasn't disagreeing with him. I mean, Brett Weinstein now has been tweeting about this. And, you know, he mentioned the FAA, and my concern was that, you know, if you look at the most recent fiscal year report ending in September, you know, they've seen a 65% increase in major incidences. The FAA is doing a horrible job, and if we're depending on them or you know, Pete Buttigieg to carry us through this, then this is troubling. If he's still here, I just had one question, but I think he actually left, so I'll stop.
I tell you what, don't hang up. I got to do this, everybody, because we already had a guest booked. We're going to do the lawsuit against the ADL, their attack on free speech, for the rest of the hour. We'll do the fourth hour. Everybody stay there. Go about your business. Come back and join. Spaces is live. We'll see if Space Weather News can come back, if this guy can come back. We love debate. We love discussion. It's all healthy. It's all friendly. Chase guys are going to keep this live. Got a guest coming on in studio. We'll be right back after this quick break. Infowars.com/show. Band.video. Follow us at Real Alex Jones. John Sable, successfully suing the ADL, joins us straight ahead. Please stay with us. It's more important than ever to keep independent true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this. Somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller. Cleans out your blood. Cleans out your cardiovascular system. Does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
So, you know, they use targets like that, or they use names like that to target people that they don't like and that are very effective. The events that we put on are some top shelf. We have some of the most effective and recognized speakers in the entire MAGA movement. And we're very pro-Trump. We're pro-Christian. We have multiple different types of people at our show. So, you know, they latch on to that because they don't want people getting together in really tough times and discussing really tough issues. And they especially don't like it when people get together and bypass the mainstream media. And that's what we've been able to do with our events effectively.
Right. So what's going on with this lawsuit?
So the lawsuit is two counts. It's defamation and injurious falsehood. Essentially,
because they're lying about you.
They are lying about me viciously, making false smears about me, saying things that are absolutely untrue. They've written things about me in articles, and they've actually mentioned my name in front of Congress in congressional testimonies. Six to be exact. Five by Jonathan Greenblatt and one by the New York, New Jersey director of ADL. This is extremely dangerous to me, and I feel, you know, obviously, I feel like things aren't going to be the same moving forward.
So right? Why is the ADL coming after you specifically? What did you do to get their attention?
So I think the way that I ended up on their glossary of extremism is because of the events.
Isn't that a great term, glossary of extremism? I mean, doesn't that paint a picture of the kind of people who might be on that?
Absolutely. I mean, so they have me on there with people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's one of the leaders of ISIS, Brenton Tarrant, the Christchurch shooter.
Oh, yeah, naturally, yeah.
I mean, these are actual criminals, terrorists, and murderers who deserve to be on an extremist list. These are actual extremists. I have never committed a crime. I've never been arrested. A disabled Navy veteran who had a security clearance in the Navy. So I don't see how I fit into that mold, but maybe because I'm white and or Christian, that might have something to do with it.
Right, of course. You know, they just guilty by being white and Christian, so they paint all conservatives to be these terrorists just by putting you on this list, you know, then they add more and more as we go.
That's right. What it really is it's reminiscent of communism, like you had mentioned in your intro. That's where we're headed right now in this country, and organizations like the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, are working with law enforcement and the FBI to ensure that happens. at a fast clip.
So how is this lawsuit going? Where does it stand right now?
The lawsuit, it was filed at the beginning of October, and we have not gotten a response yet. So,
okay,
I'm not sure. I can't really comment on that, but
sure, yeah, for obvious reasons.
Obvious reasons.
Well, hopefully,
yes.
It has them on the back foot. They don't usually expect people to fight back, so that's good on you for standing up to them.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? This has to stop. They're making targets out of everyday innocent Americans.
Yep.
Done absolutely nothing
exactly.
to warrant on an extremist list of any kind. I mean, that's something that could damage me into my life, into years from now.
Well, that's what the Stasi did. They put people on lists, and those people disappeared. And, the way the government's going, things aren't looking good for people who are on lists these days.
No, it's not. So,
included, working here.
100%. I mean, we're all on that list because if we speak freely and we use our First Amendment rights and we use our Second Amendment rights, the right to defend ourselves against a rogue government, of course that makes us a terrorist in the eyes of a rogue government, right? So,
let's look at the bigger picture for a second. As I mentioned at the beginning, the radical left is taking no prisoners when it comes to targeting conservatives. Do you think that this attack on you is another symptom of the kind of hateful intolerance coming from Democrats these days?
100%. It comes right out of the Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals playbook. So it's rule number 13. They pick the target, they freeze the target, they personalize it, and then they polarize it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the textbook example of that. Me and many others, like you mentioned Chaya Rachik. I know you said she did take legal action, but she actually did not. She threatened legal action, and they actually backed down.
And they backed down, right.
That shows that we are gaining ground. We just have to stand up and actually fight back.
They're looking for soft targets, essentially.
They're looking for soft targets, and they thought that I was a soft target and that I
All right, joining us is John Sable. We're simulcasting on X Spaces on the very unusual solar flares taking place right now. We'll get back into that in about 50 minutes after he leaves us. The fellow Texan, I appreciate him coming in studio.
Thank you so much.
But the ADL's been sued before for defaming people, and they've lost. They got caught breaking into police departments and things, doing so many other things. Now they're basically in control of a lot of law enforcement and Soros DAs. And so now a major federal judge has greenlit $25 million defamation suit against Anti-Defamation League. John Sable is here with us in studio to talk about his case and where this is going. Because this is really important to stand up to the left when they put you on lists and things. I remember they said it was the Southern Poverty Law. No, it was the ADL. About 10 years ago, they said that I was calling for basically killing people that come across the border. And my lawyer sent a letter and said, retract it, we're going to sue. They did retract it.
Okay.
So it's important to let the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, all these groups know we're not just open game here, open season to lie about. So tell us about yourself, how you're politically involved. I know you're a Trump supporter, a General Flynn supporter. Look at your material. It's pretty mainline, conservative, nationalist. God and country stuff. You're a founder and CEO of the Patriot Voice. You know, for putting up Top Shelf Patriot for God and Country events, showcasing the most timely and relevant speakers. You are a Texas-based disabled Navy veteran who cares deeply for his country. Your passion is to bring patriots together at these events to inspire them to get involved on grassroots level of their respective communities. And you're at TPV_John on X. Just all caps, TPV_John. We'll put it on screen. So, you're a kind of a mainline, just patriot, love America guy, but the ADL singled you out. And when that happens, you get debanked, you get attacked. It's a serious thing to have that kind of yellow star stuck on you as an American patriot. I think what Hitler did was wrong with the Jews.
It's a scarlet letter, they call it.
Exactly. I think it was wrong to put scarlet letters or put yellow stars on Jews, and it's wrong to do it to American patriots. So you're suing them successfully. Tell us about yourself.
Okay, so we did some pretty major events back in 2021. We had the Forgotten Country Patriot Double Down, where we had some really serious speakers, General Flynn, Sidney Powell. We had elected officials, both Louis Gohmert and Alan West, attend this event. And this was totally started in a grassroots way. So we started with no funding or anything like that. It was literally just us, me and my girlfriend, on our, you know, on the bed talking about how we can put together this amazing Patriot event. Funny enough, you know, the whole reason why I'm sitting here is because of Alex Jones to begin with, because I started going down the rabbit hole and following his information back in 2008 with the amazing documentaries he did, The Obama Deception and The Endgame. So with that being said, it's been a long journey, but, you know, supported Trump since 2016 when he announced, or 2015 when he announced that he was going to run. I went to the inauguration. I've been to many Trump rallies. So I've been an involved patriot in this thing for a long time. Long story short, basically what happened was as soon as we got these events together, we had an amazing event come together in, it was in Dallas. And there was a petition for that got 25,000 signatures. They tried to cancel us, Alex, for having this event. They said, you know, this was a QAnon event. There was a ton of crazy people. I've never marketed it as a QAnon event, but the Omni Hotel graciously had us. It was an amazing event. You know, ever since from there, like, it was just a ton of mostly negative publicity from the mainstream media, of course, to be expected, right? So that was really, I think, what put me on the mark for the ADL.
And then you get listed. What happens? You're successfully suing him. It's passed major hurdles.
Yes. Yes, it has passed major hurdles. So recently, just on April 30th, we did hear back from the judge, and he is allowing the case to move forward, which is amazing. So he said that I do have solid defamation and injurious falsehood claims.
Because I looked you up when I saw your case a while back, and I go, you're like, I'm going to say you're milquetoast. You're like me. You're kind of just a mainline American patriot.
That's right. Yes.
And so what were the repercussions for you when they put you on there as basically a Hitler?
Yeah, so, you know, I think what really scared them the most is that I was able to bring together, you know, these major speakers and people who had.
No, you're a good organizer, so they say right. you're baby Hitler, so they got to be shut down.
Right, no, exactly. Right. So, and, you know, I did have the moniker QAnon John. It's not a secret, you know, everybody knows. But you know, they use that QAnon scarlet letter, and as soon as you have that on you, then you are automatically, like you said, Hitler. You know,
by the way, QAnon was fine early on. It kind of got hijacked by crazies. You know,
yeah.
People have been into that. A lot of great folks have been involved in that.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. 100%. I mean, QAnon, it's a great concept. It's really helped wake up a lot of people, and it's a great thing. But, I mean.
Well, that's why Flynn got on the bandwagon. It was, you know.
That's right. No, 100%. So what it was, you know, they saw that. They saw that QAnon John was bringing together these, you know, major speakers, and that was threatening, I think. And I've been written about in AP, Reuters, Yahoo News, you name it.
And why specifically, then, what do they say about you that's defamatory or suing them?
Well, the two big things, the two major things, one is they put me in their glossary of extremism and hate. So
paints a target on you.
Yeah, it's a major target because being put on an extremist glossary with known terrorists and known murderers, obviously is very detrimental to how, you know.
Believe me, I know I'm on there.
Yeah, you're on there too.
They debank you, everything.
Yeah, they debank, yes, and we have been debanked, and we've been deplatformed, and part of this lawsuit, in fact, is we're looking into what PayPal has done, because PayPal, was mentioned in a Newsweek article about our event, the second event that we did in Vegas, and they said that the ADL was, basically partnering with PayPal and other financial institutions to curb extremist behavior. So it's just out of control, Alex. You know, this whole thing, it's very, very totalitarian. That's what I'll say about it.
Were they successful by doing this to you to stop you from doing your big events?
So the first two that we put together, yes, we did have some hiccups along the way. We've been canceled by Stripe, Square, PayPal. We were canceled by, others, as like ticketing platforms and stuff. However, the third event that we put together, and we have another lawsuit pending for this, a major platform, TSIS, canceled us, and we were unable to do our event, and we lost $400,000 in non-refundable deposits.
Wow, so that's really where you got your standing.
Well, no, I mean, that's part of it, yes, but it's not the main reason for this lawsuit.
Explain it.
So the lawsuit, to continue on, the lawsuit putting me in the glossary of extremism. Not only that, but I mean, and I'm not going, you know, I'm not going to say that this is what happened for sure, but if you type in John Sable on the top of Google, the first search that pops up is my name in the glossary of extremism.
Oh, there's admitted collusion with big tech in these groups.
Yeah, no, 100%. So, I mean, I would say that there's probably search engine optimization going on with Google. But so that's obviously really damaging to me if I was ever going to look for employment elsewhere, if I was, you know.
Well, that's the message they want to send is you'll be destroyed if you promote America. We'll misrepresent who you are. We'll steal your identity, basically. We'll create this straw man, and then we'll shut you down so that no populist, no conservative, or even, you know, a pro-life group or even liberal groups, there is GMO. They're all getting blocked, too.
Yes.
This is a program like we saw with Hitler, where he took certain groups like Jews and others and debanked them.
Yes.
Hitler didn't start putting people in death camps for, you know, 6-7 years after he got elected.
Yeah.
10 years or 11 years. But it was a slow build. And quite frankly, on this continuum towards the criminalization of American patriots, this is moving faster than what Hitler did. And I use the Hitler analogy, folks, because it's the closest thing I've seen to this. What the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party with the big banks is doing to patriots is what Hitler did. The communists just came and arrested you and took you away to a slave camp.
Yeah.
The Nazis turned your banking off, wouldn't they have business, demonized you, put you in databases, nobody could work with you, and then they put you in a ghetto, then they shipped you to a forced labor camp, and then once you were ready, they took you out and shot you and put you in a pit.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's exactly, I mean, what I would put this as character assassination. Because not only did they put me in their glossary of extremism, you know, we were originally suing the ADL, it was a $10 million lawsuit initially. That was in April of last year. Our first attorney, unfortunately, wasn't able to do the case because he had a medical episode. But we had sent a letter of retraction to Jonathan Greenblatt over at the ADL, and it basically acted as a cease and desist. So,
yeah, so you didn't just jump on an ambulance chasing deal here. You're like, hey, stop it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we made it clear that
take your boot off my neck.
Take your boot off my neck and stop, you know, remove. I had a couple things. I wanted them to remove everything that they said about me, and I wanted them to apologize. So.
By the way, QAnon in its earlier forms was pretty, you know, they got wild, but it was never anti-Israel.
Never anti-Israel.
So the idea that they're like, he's QAnon, he's a Nazi, it's preposterous.
It's crazy, Alex. You know what the funny thing is? So part of the lawsuit, you know, the church that we go to, first of all, is they teach the Hebrew roots of the Bible, the Hebrew-Jewish roots of the Bible. So, and I've donated myself, I've tithed to Israel through that church in the past. So
that's why you're really pissed off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just crazy that they're able to target people like that and not even do any research.
So, I mean, you don't secretly have an SS uniform in your closet like Schwarzenegger.
No.
Or Soros. I mean,
I do not. Yeah. No, I don't. And, you know, it gets even better because I've never actually said anything anti-Semitic ever. Like, there's nothing that they can point to that says, John Sable said this about Jews. It doesn't exist. It's not a thing.
Well, why do you think the ADL, instead of actually defending Jews, has started fights with everybody? It seems dumb.
It does. And, you know, I can't really speak too much on that right now because obviously
they're in the lawsuit.
Yeah. So I have to be real kind of careful about what I say. But yeah, you know, it just does. It seems kind of counterproductive, for sure.
Yeah, because I don't want to be enemies with this. I just want to stop tyranny and communism.
Absolutely.
And AI takeover. And
that's all it is, right? We want to stop the globalist takeover. That's why we do this. That's why I get on my platform every day and, you know, put out information and try to bring truth to the masses because people are so asleep. And
well, I appreciate you fighting back, John Sable. And I know about your platform. I followed it. And I was like, oh, I know that guy. I see yourself all the time. Tell us about your platform.
So the Patriot Voice, actually, it's funny enough, was originally supposed to be a podcast, kind of like a format like this, like Joe Rogan, kind of, you know, bring on people and kind of do long form interviews, let them do most of the talking. I hate listening to myself talk, by the way. But it was originally supposed to be that, and then it turned into doing the events, and that's kind of what the where the focus went with that. But I've used so ever since. I was initially awake in 2008 after watching those documentaries that you put out. I started using the social media platforms I had at the time, Facebook and Instagram. This is before they started doing the mass tech censorship, to start putting out information to wake people up and get people engaged, and so that they understand that the world has completely been taken over by psychopaths, globalist psychopaths.
That's what it is. I don't say it's a Chinese or Jewish or Christian or anything. It's evil people getting out of the scams.
Yes, exactly. And so if you talk about that, but, you know, and then they come at you with this anti-Semitic trope and this and that.
Oh, it's a code word. And notice the idiot, in my view, I know I'm right, they know by making everything Jew, it actually becomes that, and then they get more funding because then Jews get persecuted.
Yes, 100%.
So obvious.
It's so obvious. It's like I said, they're shooting themselves in the foot. But like I said, I can't really get into that too much. So at this point, you know, I've brought over 100,000 followers on X in a year. That's from being let back on, because I've been kicked off Twitter over 20 times since.
Say what you want about Elon, but he's really kicking ass.
Big fan. I'm a big fan of Elon and what he's done with X. I do think there are some leftover algorithm issues, though.
He's still got systems where people can community note. That's what does it.
Yeah.
They also flag it enough, it gets pushed down.
Yeah, the community notes thing is a big problem. And I will also say that I personally have been shadow banned quite a bit.
That's group's flagging. We know.
Yeah. Like when I shared that when I shared the post today, like it was getting like no traction. I don't know if it's because I used the keyword ADL in it. I don't know what it is. I don't know how much power they have over Twitter, but.
It's there. And I've talked to insiders at X. It comes in waves. It's like Elon said when I was in an interview with him, he said, yeah, we're trying to fix it and correct it as it goes.
Yeah.
So it kind of like builds back up and they slap it back down. It's a fight.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't look at give towards the mouth. It's doing more good than all the other platforms combined right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not going to bitch about it.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean.
But we want to make it better.
Yeah, we're going to make it better. You know, we try to bring attention to it. I tag Elon in pretty much everything whenever I'm bitching about the lack of engagement and all that stuff. But so, yeah.
We have to use X in places to understand the algorithm's not going to be on our side. We've got to go use it as a base to at least have something we can share.
Yes.
Person to person.
Yes.
That's where it's really going to happen. So, yeah, of course we're in an uphill battle, but with Elon, you know, it's just like a 20 degree instead of a 90 degree.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It's.
Oh, no, we're taking off. I mean, you know, Elon is a humanitarian. He cares about, you know, really bringing humanity together and advancing humanity. And I do believe that he is anti-globalist at this point.
Basically. Well, he said it himself. He said, look, I've been with these people, but they're going to destroy the planet. He's only doing it out of necessity.
Yeah.
Like he was working with them. He's like, you guys are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you got to stop. Like, what are you?
Yeah, no, for sure.
I mean, this is not going to, and everybody else that wants war and everybody that hates the Jews or hates the Muslims or hates we're all going to kill each other, folks. It's got
to
stop.
It does have to stop. And, you know, it stops when we stop bringing attention to their division, right? So we have to stop, you know, bringing up the Jews. You have to stop bringing up the Muslims. You have to stop bringing up.
That's why I try to make it all about policy.
Make it about policy.
So we can all agree about policy.
100%. I mean, we have a common enemy. The World Economic Forum, Bilderberg Group.
Who are total transhumanists saying the future's not human.
Exactly.
Cut out the Catholics and the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims. We all have issues to fight, but I'm not saying some of those aren't real, but the globalists say humanity's over. They've decided we're done.
Yeah, humanity's over.
I mean, that's
over.
Like beyond Hitler. Hitler wanted to kill certain groups was wrong. They just say we're all obsolete.
Right.
And how can we not unite against that?
100%. Like, and it still blows my mind. Like, I just, you know, I explain this to people and they think I'm crazy, but no, but more and more people are waking up, Alex. I mean, and it's largely because of the work that you've done.
Well, I'm trying. I just want to have a future.
Comes down to, and they really, really want to put us down. They want to put the boot on our neck, so to say, because.
Well, there's no doubt the ADL's been hired by the globalists to just stir things up. And it's just like, and then Biden is funding Hamas. And it's all the same. It's stay right there. John Sable, TPV_John on X. an amazing guy. We'll give you his website and more. He's successfully suing the ADL. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ulysses S. Grant said it best, ladies and gentlemen. There's only two parties now, patriots or traitors.
faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. History will record with the greatest astonishment that those of us that had the most to lose did the least to prevent it from happening. Well, I think it's high time now we ask ourselves if we still even know the freedoms that were intended for us by our founding fathers. Every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought.
Folks, the Patriot Voice, thepatriotvoice.us, and John Sable is our guest here today. So, John, the time we have left, looking at the election, looking at Trump, looking at all the things that are coming out, looking at all their trials are blown with their face. They got caught in Miami with the classified documents case, manipulating the documents. That's been suspended. The Supreme Court suspended some of the other investigations. Looks like even how rigged the New York trials are, I don't know how they're going to convict him when the Stormy Daniels thing blew up. With 178 days out, I think that's where we are today, right?
178 days. Yeah, I think so.
What do you predict is going to happen?
Well, it's really hard to say, but I think we're still in for quite a ride from now until November. I think they're going to pull out all the stops. I don't know exactly what that entails, but if it's anything like what the past 6 months has been like, it's going to be bad. And I think they're getting really desperate, Alex. I really do. I think that they're going to make a move, you know, try to put Trump in jail. You know, I really hate to say it.
Oh, they're doing that move, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to put Steve Bannon in jail today. It just came out, you know, so they're really, really
desperate.
And desperate, yes. Because they know that Trump has the vote. He has the popular vote, without question.
Well, not to inject myself into this or tempt fate, but, you know, they put Owen Schroyer, our reporter, in jail.
Yes.
And said in the federal filing, he's lying. We recommend perjury charges. He doesn't work at InfoWars. He'd been here 6 years, 7 years when they did that.
Yes.
And they sent him to jail for 2 months and put him in solitary confinement in Louisiana. And then we later learned, it came out in the news, they had at least 4 grand juries open the last 3 years trying to indict me. And by the grace of God, because I'm not tempting fate, I'm not like John Gotti going, screw you, you didn't get me. I'm the opposite. I'm like Dr., you know, Do-Good here. I mean, I'm a straight-laced dude. So I don't sit there and go, oh, screw you, you didn't get me, FBI. I'm like, what? Leave me alone. Like, what the hell? But they couldn't get grand juries to do it. They tried.
No, they
tried. In the Washington Post, they had federal ones in D.C.
Yeah.
For nothing.
They're going after everyday Americans like you and me. They want to put us all in gulags. I mean, if they had their way, you know, everybody who has, you know, put out anything MAGA related. I don't know if you saw, there was a pretty big report from Newsweek a couple months back. And it was talking about how the FBI leaked out that they're going after all Trump supporters as domestic terrorists.
Oh yeah, no, Biden first put that in his national security directive of June, 2001. And now they say our main threat's white supremacist, but they define white supremacist as basically any Trump supporter.
Right. White supremacy. It's funny because, Scott Richmond from the ADL actually said the same thing. So it's just crazy. You know, they're putting us into this bucket of, you know, they're putting us into like, they put a scarlet letter on us. They want us to go away because we are powerful. We hold the power in this whole thing.
Well, and we got to warn the whole left because I've looked at this. It looks to me like it's sliding towards a right-wing global response that the globalists think they can control and bring in tyranny. Well, just like under George Bush, senior and junior, I was already on air then, 30 years plus now, they can get tyranny right-wing or left-wing. And so I got arrested protesting W. I was against his tyranny. Then it got worse under, you know, Obama. Then it continued on. Then it was kind of a respite under Trump. Now it's back. I mean, I will oppose right-wing or left-wing tyranny.
Right. 100%. I mean, you were one of the guys on the front line, blowing the bullhorn on the Bilderberg group. And that was in that documentary,
Endgame,
which is amazing. And I recommend everybody watch it. But that really gives you a glimpse into how these global power structures are working behind the scenes to really, bring in the one world government. And they need America to fall to do that. And that's part of the reason for this huge, illegal immigrant migration influx. So,
well, let's talk about that. But yeah. I'm no rocket scientist, but I'm also not an idiot. I didn't just fall off a turnip truck last night, and I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night, as they say. We need a big tent of all of humanity together on basic liberties we agree on, or we're going to lose it all.
Yeah.
And I'm so concerned about, like I just said, the backlash against the left is so huge. I'm concerned about what's going to come out of the right after this.
Yeah.
So I don't want to beat the left and put in something just as bad.
No, 100%. So we have to come together on our common enemy. Like I said, we have a common enemy, and it's
BlackRock.
It's BlackRock. It's the WEF. It's the Bilderberg Group. It's these shadow organizations that they don't ever talk about, they don't ever give press to, that you rarely ever hear about except for when they do their Davos convention or whatever. But they're the groups that are controlling the politicians in Congress. A lot of them are sold out to the WEF. So, you know, that's something.
Getting back to the border, I meant to get to this yesterday, but let's do this now. I have a little grouping of articles here, John, that illustrate everything.
Yeah.
And of course, these articles aren't everything, but they're a keyhole into the larger world. Headline: Republicans in Congress are trying to reshape election maps by excluding non-citizens. Now, that's a headline. ABC News, CNN, it's all the same headline. Well, wait a minute. Illegals are involved in voting. They're involved in congressional apportionment. It has been. It's such a big problem. This isn't them trying to exclude illegals. They're not supposed to be involved.
They're not have a seat at the table. Why are we even talking?
How are we excluding someone that on law is not supposed to be involved?
It's just crazy.
So here's another one. House Republicans vote to exclude non-citizens from appointments in court in apportionment for congressional districts. Now, here's a real headline. House Democrats vote unanimously to court foreign nationals in congressional appointments. How many cities have passed laws where illegals can vote? Why is the Supreme Court putting up with that?
Yeah, is that not, I mean, is there a word for that? I think it's called treason, right?
Well, I mean, it is. So here's another one. Invasion by design. House Dems vote unanimously to give illegals congressional and electoral college representation. Now, here's the next articles that really cinch it up. Breaking: Vermont expands program to help non-whites become homeowners with $25,000 forgivable loans. Now, let's forget white people. The idea that the government's going to have select groups, according to what color they are, get something better, and the idea that whites are bad, that gives government, under a national credit score, a social credit score, the power to begin penalizing you for your political or racial or other issues. This is what Hitler did.
100%.
So the ADL supports this. So that's why I said the closest thing I've seen to Hitler is the ADL. Literally debanking people, kicking them off things, getting them arrested, saying they're not worth what other people are. I'm sorry, if a bunch of white supremacists were doing that, I would oppose them, and I do. You're doing it. I mean, that is reality, folks. That is not, I'm not just saying the ADL, it's all these leftist groups, but think about that. Oh, you get your loan forgiven because you're not white. Even though most people in America have no ancestors that own slaves, majority of white people came here after the Civil War, our ancestors.
Yes.
So then it gets worse. Trudeau government offers free access to national parks for migrants only. So the illegal aliens can go to the park. They can stay there. They can live there, but citizens got to pay. So this isn't just giving illegals the same rights as citizens. It's making them better. That is discrimination being written into the code so governments can manipulate and buy people off. That is dangerous.
Very, very dangerous. And the fact that they want to have illegals voting, and, you know, that'll really tip the Electoral College in the left's direction every single time.
Absolutely. And so, guys, get the Chip Roy clip I sent you. Because, again, I don't hate Muslims because of who they are. But almost every Muslim country, once it gets to a certain number, excludes Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Zoroastros, Jews, kicks them out. My issue is, though, you can't then fund the destruction of Gaza and then ship a million of them here as they're planning and then give them special treatment. And I'm sad for what's happened to them. But again, this is part of how Israel admits they helped found Hamas, who was radical, to discredit the Palestinian Authority. That's Haaretz. That's Jerusalem Post. And I'm not just saying Israel is this inherent evil. All these governments do these same evil tricks. But here it is. Shipping all these pissed off Islamicists here is the same thing as Israel helping set up Hamas.
Yes, 100%.
You want to speak to that and I'll play the clip?
So because of the sensitivities of my lawsuit, I don't want to really get into the Israel stuff.
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in general, what do you make of shipping a million Gazans here?
That is a big problem. I will say, I mean, that's just as bad as leaving our border wide open for everyone and their mom to come from all over the world. And
well, yeah, Israel's saying that these Muslims are, these Palestinians are so dangerous, they have to push them out and they can't stay even on their border, but we're going to take them. I mean, that's when I told Netanyahu, screw you. I'm not even against Netanyahu overall, but at that point I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you, these people are so dangerous. And I agree, some of them are. You can't be neighbors with them, but I'm going to live next to them?
Right, exactly.
Well, what the hell is that?
Like, where do they get the authority? First of all, where are they getting the authority to do this?
Well, the point is, Netanyahu with Biden is doing that to me.
Right.
And to you. It's like, I don't want to fight with you, but you're going to literally ship people here that you are at total, you declare Amalek and all this. They're so dangerous. You got to,
yeah. Wild rhetoric.
Well, I mean, I'm like, whoa, dude. No, you're not. You know?
No. Yeah. And so bringing like,
it'd be like opening up a prison for child molesters next to an elementary school.
Yeah. That's a great analogy. Yes. And it's true because, and with these people that are coming from Gaza, I mean, you don't know, like, I mean, what kind of, you know, ailments they may have or any kind of, you know, diseases. Just same goes for anywhere else around the world, not just Gaza. You're bringing that into our country. It's kind of like leaving your door wide open for your house. It doesn't matter where they come from. We can't have that.
And we're already collapsing.
We're collapsing because of it. And they want to kind of replace our, you know, our culture in a sense. You know?
And that's the thing. Just because we like American culture and want people to come here and at least melt into it, we take some of them, they take some of us. No. America's evil and you're going to adopt what Rashid Tlaib says.
No, that's not going to, it's not congruent with the American Constitution.
You know how many, you know, 1 million Palestinians they want to bring here. You know what the congressional report is. Guess how many new congressional seats they estimate that'll get?
I'm not sure.
Seven. Because so many are out on the line.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Democrats, seven new seats, just that 1 million.
Yeah.
Because, again, there's already populations that are right on the edge becoming blue. That's why they ship them to certain spots to push it over the number.
Right, because they come here and they're bribed, you know, we'll take care of you, we'll pay you $5,000 a month, you'll get the Visa card and all that stuff, but you have to vote blue. That's the deal. And so they're going to vote blue. They're going to make sure that a Republican president, first of all, never takes office again. And they definitely want to make sure that we never have a majority again, either.
Well, this has finally gotten the people that are on the anti-Israel bandwagon just be anti-Israel for no other reason than that, acting like that's the only thing that ever causes a problem in the world. But now they're faced with, okay, so the Islamicists are all voting with Soros and the left to overthrow America, and now they're like, oh, wait, you got a point. It's not congruent.
No, it's not. It's not congruent. It's not feasible and it's not sustainable for us to take on, you know, millions upon millions upon millions of people from nations that don't, their culture does not assimilate to ours. That's what it comes down to. That's what people really need to.
Well, why won't any of the other Arab states take the Palestinians? Because they're trouble. And that said is, I'm not saying blow them up and kill them all either.
No, of course.
I'm just kind of like, okay, well, you don't need to kill them all, but also you're not going to put them in my backyard.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I think we got to agree. I'm a little pissed off right now, you know. I don't see how that's not logical.
No, it is perfectly logical. Why would you just, why would you open your house and just let a bunch of strangers come in, you know? But that's what we're facing right now in this country. And the fact that the Biden regime is working with NGOs and the UN to make this happen – if that doesn't wake people up, Alex, I don't know what's going on.
And, of course, the UN runs it all. But imagine if Biden, who's a total puppet, said to Netanyahu, okay, your plan to ship a million to Europe, a million here, you just ship 200,000 to Tel Aviv and we'll do it. Never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Is Israel going to take 200,000 Palestinians in Tel Aviv?
No, definitely not. But you know, it's always a one-way street. You notice that? Like, it's always America that has to take on, you know, the ills of the world. So I think that that's purposeful, and it goes back to, you know, the collapse of America. That's what they want. That's what they're pushing for. So that's where we're headed.
Absolutely. We've got about 10 minutes left, and I'm going to continue on with the fourth hour, back to the X's discussion about the big solar flares and the rest of it, which I'm not saying is the end of the world, but there's a lot of hype going on around it. Gut level, do you think groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters, not just singling out the ADL, it's not fair to part of the same propaganda leftist group, do you think they're learning their lesson, or they're just going to get more extreme?
I'll say this, and I'm the only person that I know of that's kind of moved forward with any kind of legal action against, for example, the ADL or these other groups that, you know, are – I know there's one lawsuit that was successful with the Southern Poverty Law Center. I don't know the details about it.
Yeah, that's them. The guy went to shoot the preachers.
Oh, okay. So
actually two, yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware. So,
no, in fact, I'm not proving you wrong. I'm just saying, no, it's actually three, but yeah, go ahead.
No, for sure.
Now that I think.
That's all good. I think that it's going to take that kind of action, legal action, you know, in good courts, right? You know,
there's not many of them.
And there's not many of them. But, you know, I feel like I'm in a pretty good position, thank God, you know, and, you know, he's the one who's guiding me through this whole thing. You know, he's protecting me through this whole thing. I give all glory to God through this whole thing. So, but it's going to take that kind of action.
I agree. Well, people have asked me, well, wait a minute. It came out a month and a half ago. The CIA and FBI were running all this disinfo against you in lawsuits. When's the suit? Well, I mean, I've talked to four or five law firms. I'm working it out. We're trying to get them on contingency, but I mean, it's a big deal to do this. I'm trying. Thank God you did it. We are planning to. Thank God you did it. Hopefully it's going to spur others when you're successful to, yeah, you know, have that pile on effect.
Right. I mean, of course it's about me and my damages and my injury because, you know, they're trying to destroy my life. There's no other way about it. You don't put somebody on a glossary of extremism and hate without trying to maliciously destroy them in one way or another. They also, this goes back to what we were talking about earlier and kind of got off track. But when they doubled down after that cease and desist was sent.
You just said, please stop.
I said, please stop. But a couple months later, and keep in mind, before this point, we didn't have a case in Texas because we couldn't link them back to Texas. So we would have had to sue them in either D.C. or New York, which we know how that would have went. But they put me in an article called Hate in the Lone Star State, Extremism and Anti-Semitism in Texas. And they singled me and my group, the Patriot Voice, out amongst a bunch of different terrorists and white supremacists and murderers operating in Texas. And that was the final straw. That was when, like, okay, we're going to do 25 million. You know, this is just ridiculous. You cannot do this to people. Good people.
Oh, like I said, like 15 years ago or 12, wherever it was, 12, 14 years ago, they said, Jones is calling for killing Mexicans at the border. And my lawyer, great lawyer, he's retired now, also Jewish, good friend of mine. He's like, that's it. I'm writing him a letter. We're gonna sue him. And they backed off. So back then they were a little smarter because he went and checked. I never said kill Mexicans.
Right. Yeah. They feel very emboldened right now. And I think that's because of the mainstream media narratives that are pushing, you know, since J6, you know, go after all Trump supporters, all that stuff. That Newsweek article make us all into these white supremacists.
It's like Trump said all Mexicans are evil. Did never said any such thing.
Never said any such thing. Right. And he said that, you know, or they say that we're, you know, these violent, hateful extreme. I'm not a hateful person. I don't hate anybody. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe, you know, that Jesus would not want us to hate anybody. So I don't understand why I would be in a glossary of extremism and hate, you know, when I'm.
Well, they've got to be concerned now because when this first hurdle you get over, and you've got a great case, they're in trouble.
It's a pretty, I will say that it is a very solid, stout case. I have very good legal counsel, Banal Law Group, which is heading up a lot of Trump's legal defense in the civil sector. So Jesse Banal, you know, well known in the MAGA movement, they're doing an outstanding job representing me. So.
Well, maybe I should talk to them. I've talked to a lot of folks. A lot of them want to take it, but it's all, the CIA thing is incredible. And the new thing came out with Project Veritas. CIA again, yes. Targeting Trump. I mean, this is what's going on.
It's
crazy. And people are like, wait, the CIA is targeting you? Yeah, folks, they are.
This is the time for exposure, Alex. 2024 is the year of exposure. It really is. I mean, all this stuff is just coming to a head. And I got to be honest, like, I could not have set this timing better with this lawsuit.
That's God.
Going on. It's all God.
And that's my point is.
Put it all together.
Absolutely is. We're not the ones attacking people. Conservatives and.
We're not.
Like, we're not offensively running around trying to take over.
No, not at all. I mean, we bring out raw truth. And, you know, some of the things that come out are uncomfortable, you know. But that's what we need to – those are the conversations we need to
have. Somebody's got to stand up against BlackRock and Klaus Schwab. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
And Bill Gates.
And call
like, our main target's Bill Gates and the globalists. We're not even trying to make this about the ADL, but they make it about us.
And they say, oh, you call out George Soros or you call out the Rothschild, and that's automatically anti-Semitic.
Oh, they're big, powerful groups.
But that doesn't make it automatically anti-Semitic if you're calling out people that are bad people. This is about good versus evil. It doesn't matter if
– yeah, Klaus Schwab's German. I'm all over his ass.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you call out evil when you see it. Right, Alex? That's all that matters.
I call out Macron. I call out Biden. He's Irish.
Exactly. I'm Irish. I call out Biden every day. So, you know.
Yeah, like, I never even think about, like, what color is somebody when I, like, I remember when I would attack Xi Jinping, they'd go, are you anti-Asian? He's enslaved all those Chinese. What does that have to do with Asians?
It's so crazy.
Like when I criticize Xi Jinping, it has nothing to do with Chinese. In fact, he's a Chinese dictator.
Right. No, exactly. But they use that, you know, the anti-Semitic tropes or the, you know, the Asian hate or whatever it is, whatever they want to use just to paint you in a certain light because, you know, that's dangerous to whatever.
Well, listen, I'm trying to be friendly with the right wing that's getting sucked into stuff that I see going really bad. And I'm like literally trying to talk them down. I mean, because that'll be bad for everybody. This is going. People always go too extreme against something.
Yes.
And it's not going to a nice place.
It's really not. We're headed in a really rough direction, Alex. I got to be honest with you. I hate to say the word civil war, and I would never want that. And I don't advocate for violence in any way, shape, or form. But I don't see how we can coexist with, you know, with communist ideals.
You can't.
You can't.
It always tries to take over.
So maybe there's going to be a split in states. You know, Texas, you know, they're trying to, you know, break away and be their own country. Texas was its own country. It can be again, right? I don't know what the answer is. But if we don't come together and recognize our true enemy, then we're done. We're done.
And that's why you make it and I make it. You got to come back. It's about policy. I'm not going to make it about is it a Catholic, is it a Jew, is it a Christian. I'm trying to make it about what is policy. Now, with Islam, I could say it's expansionist. It wants to conquer you. It says that. I'm like, I don't want to kill you. Just, you know, you stay right over there.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And we don't have to agree on everything. It's not necessarily like the people on the right and the left have to agree on everything. But we do have to come to a common understanding that we have a common enemy. And it's not each other. And this especially goes for conservatives, because I got to be honest, right now, you know, people and conservatives are fighting back and forth. You know, I see the drama every day on X. Conservative, you know, here's another thing. I've reached out to so many major conservative talk shows and pundits and everything about covering this case.
And they're scared to take on the ADL.
You know how many people would agree to have me on?
Very few.
Very, very few. You were the biggest one. OAN, I mean, it was sent to
New York. Great people.
Fox. I was supposed to be on Tucker, actually, initially, and then he got kicked off Fox. So hopefully I make it back on there. That would be amazing because I feel like this.
Tucker's great.
Absolutely. I feel like this case is paramount and it is land.
All right, John Sable, TPV underscore John, and how do they find your website?
So it's thepatriotvoice.us, and please visit my Gibson Go.
Absolutely. Plug that.
Because this is a very expensive fight, so
hold on, we'll put it on screen and post.
Yeah,
hold on a second.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym
with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Let me take some Brain Force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
They knew in the 20s that sodium fluoride was a deadly chemical weapon that had a cumulative effect that fractured the bones, the teeth, that attacked every organ in the body, particularly glands. Calcified them. Thousands of studies by the 50s. They took the toxic waste, but used the term fluoride as a whole subgroup of over 100 deadly chemicals.
Lead, mercury, arsenic.
Just on and on and on that they dump in your water.
The fight to warn the unsuspecting populace of the dangers of dumping industrialized hydrofluorosilicic acid into the public drinking water system in order to release fluoride ions to meet the CDC recommendations to a level of 0.7 to 1.2 milligrams per liter in order to help prevent tooth decay has been an ongoing battle for over a decade.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, otherwise known as OSHA, is a U.S. agency that requires companies to produce a Material Safety Data Sheet, or an MSDS, for every chemical product in the market. The MSDS that Mosaic produces for their fluoride product will make your hair stand on end.
So what we find in the case of the Mosaic, their hydrofluorosilicic acid, is that it is not a pharmaceutical grade product. It is an industrial grade chemical, and under Section 2 hazard identification, it identifies a health hazard as being corrosive to the skin, the eyes, and the mucous membranes. If you come in contact with it through the skin or inhalation or ingestion, such as swallowing it, it may cause severe irritation and burns.
Water fluoridation is the dispensing of a drug.
This is not chlorine. This is not any number of the other chemicals that are used to treat the water.
Fluoride is being put in specifically to alter you physically, to make a physical change in you.
Fluoride is a drug, is a medicine.
Prozac is a fluoride product. Zoloft is a fluoride product. Virtually all of your psychotropic drugs, almost all of those that are mood elevators. And one of the reasons being is because it has this tremendous capacity to affect serotonin.
Prozac is made almost entirely from fluoride molecules. It is, like SSRI drugs are similar molecularly to some of the elements in fluoride. Remember the school shootings in Columbine, Colorado? They were on SSRI drugs. Those drugs make your mind think that you're not living in the real world, that you're actually just sort of experiencing a false reality. And I think fluoride has much the same effect.
There is absolutely no drug on the market that's given in a one-dose-fits-all situation.
We don't put other things in the water to try to keep everybody's blood pressure down or everybody's stroke risk down. And there's no reason why we should be trying a one-size-fits-all approach for this either.
Hydrofluosilicic acid, what is that? Hydro's water, fluo, fluoride, silicic sand, and it's missing an electron. It's acidic. It'll kill you. You take your hand and dip it in like that, you're going to die. hydrofluorosilicic acid does not occur in nature. It's a man-made molecule. And it eats through concrete, glass, stainless steel, fiberglass, plastic. You name it, it'll eat it. So why are we putting that in the water?
You see, hydrofluoric acid won't eat through plastic. It will, however, dissolve metal, rock, glass, ceramic.
The corporatocratic fluorosilicic acid market is set to grow from its current market value of more than $670 million to over $1 billion by 2025, as reported in the latest study by Global Market Insights Incorporated.
The thing is, the aluminum industry and the fertilizer industries, they would have to dispose of this, and the government is not going to allow you to dispose.
So it's a big joke. Dispose of it in our brains.
So they put it in your brains.
Responding to the outcry, Lester Holt, chief propagandist at NBC News, attempted to keep the dying pro-fluoride narrative alive.
The CDC calls it one of the most important advances of the 20th century. But as Aaron McLaughlin reports, it's the latest front in the culture wars.
Major health organizations, including the CDC, the American Dental Association, and the American Academy of Pediatrics, support fluoride in drinking water. But it's been rejected by dozens of communities throughout the U.S. in recent years, with activists determined to press further.
Regardless of the propaganda, those with the ability to still critically think instinctively know there is a lot more to the story. John Baum reporting for InfoWars.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's always important to realize that big yellow-white ball of exploding gas in the sky is important. Are we saying these giant storms coming towards us are going to destroy us? No. But they are intensifying. Chase Geyser's here. We're doing a simulcast on Spaces X. The Space is on X. And we just did 50-something minutes on the ADL and lawsuits. Now we're shifting gears back into this for the next 50-something minutes out of Owen Schroyer in the War Room coming up at 3 p.m. Central today. Chase, let's get right back to the speakers.
Okay, let's go straight to Timothy. Lastly, you've had your hand raised for some time. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
How's it going, Alex? I just wanted to commend you for having Ben Davidson from Suspicious Observers on to discuss what's going on. It's important that we have an understanding of what's going on with the sun and the chemtrails and the geoengineering and how they're going to maximize the damage that they've already caused into a massive cataclysm of power outages and stuff like that. And he's a really good source for real information, not just speculation and stuff like that. So I salute you for doing that. Thank you very much. I put my hand up earlier to suggest that you bring him on the space, but then he showed up and so I became superfluous. But again, I appreciate your time. Keep kicking ass, Alex. Keep kicking ass, Chase.
Well, wait. He was on an hour ago, so you're not superfluous. Tell us what you think.
Well, I think that, I think that ultimately, like with 1989, when there was like an X-20 flare and it melted the Quebec transformers, I think that, that's a very strong possibility that it will happen. I don't think America has really done anything to its infrastructure to make it last a solar storm. And like the reptilian overlords, they really don't want the population to thrive. So a few nuclear power plants blowing up because the grid is destabilized is probably right up their alley. So I think it would definitely serve their purposes. I don't think it's going to be like a kill shot where it wipes out the planet, but if it does, I'd rather be taken out by cosmic forces than Klaus Schwab.
Very interesting. All right. They could use this for other events because the sun is going into its maximum every 11, 12-year cycle. It varies 11 to 12 years to intensify. They could use that, as we've been saying, as a cover.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up next.
All right. Let's go next to Jay, the Narrative Destroyer. Go ahead, Jay, and unmute yourself if you're still with us. Okay, we'll move on from Jay. It looks like he might be away. Oh, Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jay, we're getting a lot of noise in the background from you, so let's go straight to Clutch. Clutch, how are you doing? Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey, what's up, everybody? GM, I'm just tired of all the end-of-the-world jokes, like there's no tomorrow. You know, it's getting very stressful. But the only reason I came up here, Alex, about 17, 18 years ago, I was an atheist. And you helped change my life, bro, so I just had to come up here to throw you a shout-out. I've never seen a man sacrifice everything for the message to be out. And since then, you know, I've been married, get about to get my own farm and homestead, go full, you know, independent. And I honestly have to say, if it wasn't for you pointing and highlighting all these scumbags of the world, you know, it definitely set me up to be different. And through that journey, you know, I've been helping many wake up as well. But none of that matters if I hadn't.
Yeah, well, Clutch, let me ask you. Clutch, let me ask this question. Don't hang up. It's not about me, but I want to know your view on, because I've noticed this. I've been very successful in, like, preachers and corrupt churches, getting people to realize it's a spiritual battle. I've gotten that on the street so many times, on air almost every day. How was my message able to get you from being an atheist to realize there's a lot more going on than is visible? I'm very proud of that. That's a blessing. How did I get you to go in that direction?
Man, great question. So, I grew up in LA. I grew up a Catholic. I did all my sacraments. And at the age of 15, I had a bunch of terrible stuff happen to me. My best friend died. And, you know, I was a churchian, just like all my family. Everyone thinks it's okay to, you know, go to church and that's what saves you. And I always ended up hating this Jesus guy, right? Cause all these cheaters, all these, you know, really bad people in my life. I had a really bad family, but how is it that one can pretend to be something and then they're not? So in that journey, I became an atheist. I'm not going to fall for the cult and, you know, all that crazy stuff that was going down in the church. And I've been aware, and I don't want to mention all that crazy stuff, but I started listening to you and you're calling out the Bohemian Grove stuff, all the pedos and all the crazy bastards, dude. And you started talking about the end of the world and the end times. And I started just slowly hearing the seeds that were planted as a kid, you know, that started pointing me to, dude, we were definitely created. So then I turned into an agnostic. And the more I listened to you, the more you pointed things out that started making sense of me, you know, sense to me of what will happen and one world government, all that stuff has led me into crypto. And, you know, along the way, I truly found that, you know, if not for Jesus, man, my life completely changed.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, Tucker Carlson was never an agnostic, but he wasn't really a real Christian. He said this. He didn't know if God was real. Now he knows. Joe Rogan's now talking about God. I mean, people are really getting this is a spiritual battle. But the church is set up by the devil, literally, most of them are controlled, to lead you away. They're acting like they're God. They're not God. You look at the New Testament, Christ is calling out the church then. He's calling out the synagogues. He's calling out the system.
Right. And then they criticize him saying that he's going against the law. And he says, I didn't come to abolish the law. I came
to fulfill the law.
You guys are the ones that screwed it up, you know, and that's so true because people always confuse religion with faith. And
well, exactly. I criticize the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church, and I criticize a lot of the Jewish synagogues. They go, oh, look, you're anti-Catholic, you're anti-Protestant, you're anti-Jew. No, all these things are overrun with corruption and we should be able to call them out. God bless you, sir.
Absolutely. All right, let's go next to the United Spot. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say. All right, looks like you might have stepped away. Let's go straight to Joseph. Joseph, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're there. Joseph Bender. Yep.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Chase. Thanks, Alex. This has so much to do with the electricity. I mean, the sun activity has so much to do with the electricity factor in space that's ignored in most of science. And we know that it's not really appropriate to talk about electricity or magnetism separately because they always coexist. So, for example, that's how a generator works. The magnets, whenever you have two magnets moving relative to each other, it's going to create an electric current, which is actually how the pickups on an electric guitar work. The strings are magnetized and the pickups are magnetized. And when the strings are moving relative to the pickup, that creates an electric current at the exact frequency of the notes that you're playing. And that's what gets synergy.
Exactly.
Amplifier.
So the universe, and they've proven this, is a synergy with solar systems and planets and galaxies and clusters of galaxies and billions of galaxies and then universes all in sync that are all electromagnetically connected.
Right. And relatively recently, they've seen with radio telescopes looking at the X-ray band, they've found that the universe is pervaded with this cosmic web, that it's these giant plasma currents. But plasma, we think of plasma typically as being in the fully ionized phase, which is what lightning is, where it lights up bright like a bolt of lightning. The sun is fully ionized plasma on its surface. But plasma doesn't have to be fully ionized to be conducting a whole lot of electricity. So these giant currents that travel through space and connect the planets to the sun and the sun to the center of the galaxy via the arms of the Milky Way, and all the galaxies are like beads on a string along this cosmic web. Those currents are not visible to the naked eye, but you can see them in the X-ray band. And sometimes it seems if they're lit up, I mean, if they get enough energy, which is, by the way, what causes supernovae, they think that supernovas or supernovae, I think you said, they've thought that those are like a sun exploding and then collapsing, and all the theory behind it's very weak. But because one thing that shows that is that they've seen stars that supposedly exploded and should have been dead, but then years later they exploded again. So
they get re-energized again. And that's why they know that gas giants can be ignited once one sun expands or goes to a white dwarf or a red dwarf or black dwarf or goes, again, gas giant or goes supernova. Then a lot of times a supernova will ignite other gas giants. Mm. And that gives birth to new stars.
So it's recursive. Well, it never really dies all the way. It just creates it.
It keeps bouncing around. Wow. So it's not even a big bang. It's just a whole bunch of bangs.
Fascinating.
Big Bang is something that I would like, I could challenge somebody like Elon Musk with a lot of money to refund the Haruni telescope in Armenia. The Soviets built this telescope, this guy, Dr. Haruni. He was an expert in radio detection technology, and he built it's an optic radio telescope that's angled in the mountains in such a way that it won't pick up interference from the ground, and it's really high up. It's like, I want to say it's 9,000 feet up. but anyway, one of the central proofs of the Big Bang is that there's this idea that there's a cosmic microwave background, which is like essentially a temperature of space, whereas space should be zero Kelvin, absolute zero.
But they find different areas have different temperatures, even out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, true,
The telescope implied that there wasn't a big bang. Is that what you're talking about? Because I think you were talking about that.
Yeah, well.
Here's the deal. They said the big bang was however many years ago.
Yeah.
Now they're looking back even further and it just goes on and on. And then now they're finding all sorts of explosions. That's my point. There's a bunch of explosions going on.
Wow. Well,
and then a sun dies or it blows up and ignites other gas giants.
Right.
They're just like fuel waiting. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, they claim that the universe was 13.8 billion years old, and now just recently they come in and say, no, wait, it's double that. It's 27.9 or something. You know,
that's what I just said. They keep, the further the telescopes go, it just keeps going forever. But it is expanding.
Right. That's well refuted also. So the two proofs are the temperature of space, which was supposedly found at the Holmdel radio telescope in Holmdel, New Jersey, which is only a few miles from the ocean. And they had come up with this theory that there's this big bang. And then they went and looked for the signal, which is kind of backwards science. You're supposed to be looking for, you observe something and then you try to explain it. But instead, they use this radio telescope that was so close to the ocean that it's actually picking up interference. And the interference, they say, oh no, that's, it's detecting a temperature. But if you look at the paper on this, it's clear that they
sure,
weren't.
Sure, so give us the bottom line. You're making great points, but we got to go to the next person.
Well, if someone were to fire up the electronics to the still functioning dish of the Haruni telescope, they'd probably be able to confirm Haruni's findings, which was that space is 0 degrees Kelvin outside of the Earth's atmosphere. And so that is one of the central proofs of the Big Bang. Then the other, the expanding universe, is based on the idea of of light frequencies. There's this effect, the Doppler effect, where like the best example of it I can give you is when you hear an ambulance coming and the sound gets higher and higher pitched as the ambulance is approaching you. And then the sirens get higher and higher pitched. And then as it goes away, they get lower and lower pitched. You can kind of picture like, that change is the Doppler effect. Well, it doesn't just happen with light waves. With sound waves, it happens with light waves as well. And so they look out into the space and they say that seeing these red shifted, they call them red shifted galaxies and other sources of light, like stars, that supposedly determines how far they are away from us and they're moving away from us. But Anthony Pratt and a bunch of other great scientists have shown that there's inherent, it's just like temperature. I mean, like you were talking about earlier, the temperature of the sun, if it's, you look at a flame of a lighter, everybody has heard that the blue part's the hottest and that the yellow part is not as hot. So that's what's going on when these galaxies are different colors. And it's been found that there are supposedly red-shifted of bluer shifted galaxies, which completely disproves that concept.
Sure, sure. Interesting points. We got to jump. We'll get to nobody. Up next.
Yeah, let's go next to Carrington. Carrington, if you are, if you're there, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Howdy. You guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes, go ahead.
Right on. I just wanted to say a great show, Alex. And it's real important for people to get the most, real-time information they can. There's a few space weather apps out there. I recommend them all, including my own, which is Carrington.app. You'll get the alerts that you need to know when the KP is going crazy, when solar wind is starting to peak and possibly shows good aurora.
Greg, give us your take on what's happening now.
Right now, unprecedented with our lower magnetosphere and these amount of CMEs coming our way in such rapid succession. I really think we're in unprecedented territory and we just need to keep our eyes open. What's happening, we definitely will see, in my opinion, I think we'll see telecoms glitching out. We'll probably see some power systems glitching out, but I think it'll all be regional.
I'm worried about, as listeners are, the globalists hijacking this and using it as a pretext for a shutdown, because they keep hyping an imminent power shutdown, imminent type event like this, so they can kind of have an excuse to end the old political system and bring in the new, because we're right there.
I hear that. I think that they might use something like that in the future that they manifest or create, but you can't create a solar flare. So if these are real events and they're coming, then it's going to affect them too. Their satellites, their communications are going to have problems as well.
So do you think we are towards the solar maximum, as NASA says? This is a 11-year cycle and we're at the peak of it right now?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's known. You know, we've tracked that for at least 3-4 solar cycles now, so we know its pattern. It varies a little bit.
Why do you think the magnetic field, no one's answered this yet, why do you think the magnetic field's getting weaker?
I have my theories. I think Oppenheimer touched on it earlier with the Birkeland currents, and, you know, you start looking at the solar system, galaxies as electrical circuits, and then you can start understanding how voltages, amperage, all these things change over time, resistance, as planets move and dynamics happen. I think Ben's theory on the galactic wave, so there's a dense wave of plasma charged particles that moves through the galaxy, and on a cyclical basis, we get hit by that, and it changes those electrical dynamics, like I said.
Well said. Thank you very much. Up next.
All right, let's go to David Miller next. David, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's the audio?
Hey, it's pretty bad. Anything you can do about that, or do we need to move on? All right, we're going to go ahead and move on, and if you can get a better signal, go ahead and request to speak again.
Let's it sounds like he's on speaker in an 18-wheeler.
Yes, all right. Let's go to Mark. Mark, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, so I had a question. If you can get, I think a good person to get on right now in this situation would be Stan Dale. I don't know if you've ever talked to him, Mr. Jones. But
I think I have, yeah.
And I had to show all the time. He's been around forever. He wrote a book in the 70s, Cosmic. And, he's the founder and inventor of the EM field. So I think, you know, this would be, I don't know if you're going to do a special broadcast tomorrow on Saturday, but I think.
Yeah, we are. We kick off at 10 a.m. But I'm asking you, what do you think's happening? And he's gone.
So I've been watching it for years too now. I've been following you for. There it goes. Yeah, I've been watching you and following you for years. So this has been something that's been known, like all the previous people have been saying. Solar cycles are pretty well known, pretty well followed, and we are in a maximum right now. We're at the peak of it, I guess, is what you should say. But Sandeo has been predicting this since 2 years ago. I think talking on Hagman's show, pointing out the fact that Jupiter and some other big planets are on the opposite side right now. So I guess what he was trying to say last year was be on the look for the increase because the gravity from those other planets would be pulling and tugging kind of at the surface of the sun, almost as if you could imagine someone pulling your face from behind, your face is going to stretch on the other side. So he was saying that the tensions on that side of the sun facing towards us are going to be stretched out. And I don't know, you know, if this is all scientific or not, but just from kind of like what you said, you listen and learning and trying to pay attention to what's going on, trying to be a watcher for Christ for the end and everything like that. But kind of made it sound like basically with the gravitational pulls and some of the other larger ones.
Well, regardless, the sun and planets are really important.
You know.
And the moon controls the ocean. I mean, this is all big stuff. And obviously we're not a flat pancake. You can look at a telescope yourself and see the planets turning. They're orbs, they're globes. Thank you so much, sir. Great point. Let's go to one more person before we go to break.
Let's go to Daryl. Daryl, you've had your hand raised. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Yeah, I called last week and you guys had technical problems and I got dropped off. I have another page, Missouri Battle Flag. I sued the ADL and no one ever wants to talk to me about it.
Well, we're talking to you right now, buddy. So go ahead and tell us about it.
I'm not your buddy, Alex. I mean, every time I've gotten on, you run over with your mouth, with your double talk. You didn't like me saying that you say penis and vagina too much whenever it used to be a family show. I realize you have to make those statements because of the weirdos we have in our country today. I sued the ADL because they said lies about me, saying I'm a white supremacist, and now the Republican hypocrites want to remove me from the Missouri ballot.
And, all right, Daryl, hold on. Put him on hold, and I'll go back to him in a minute. I don't know who you are. You say you've called in. We're randomly taking comments here. And I'm like, make your point. And you're all pissed off at me. He's just boiling with hatred. And I mean, I just, you've called in before. Great. You're on the air. You can say what you want. You can talk about what you want, but you're not doing that. Yes, I say the left wants to cut our son's genitals off. I do remember you vaguely actually calling in saying, how dare you say that name? It's bizarre. Great. Tune in to another. You know what? He said I censored him. Just get rid of him. Give him what he wants. I didn't give you the censorship you wanted. You got it now, buddy. You're the holier than thou. You're the great person. We're talking about massive solar flares, magnetic storms here. And I had a guest on exposing the ADL, and I'm covering up the ADL. I get your logic. Call another show, dude. Don't know what your deal is, but I vaguely remember him now and what he was saying before, either on this show or some other show about, like, I mean, what am I not supposed to say? They're cutting little girls' breasts off. They're cutting little boys' genitals off. They're doing it. They're doing it everywhere. It's wrong. It's out of control. Just because he doesn't like the show, please support us. DrJonesNaturals.com. Your support, incredible products there right now. Next level foundational energy, all the nano silver products, rocket rest, incredible sleep aid, Kaba Chill, all at DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. Foundational, next level foundational energy at DrJonesNaturals.com. And to find all the other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with more of your Live Spaces speakers with myself and Chase Geyser. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's News Today and Band.video.
Survival Shield X3, now back and better than ever with a whopping 40% discount. It's your ticket to a healthier you, powered by the might of activated triiodine. Picture this, a product that derives from ancient sea salts buried deep beneath the earth, harnessing a cutting-edge process that stabilizes iodine in a groundbreaking triiodine formula. Imagine waking up feeling rejuvenated, your body's processes humming smoothly like a well-oiled machine, all thanks to Survival Shield X3. This isn't just a step up from the old nascent iodine system, it's a quantum leap in health supplementation designed with you, the patriot, in mind. Survival Shield X3 has got your back, providing peace of mind and body in these uncertain times. Head over to InfoWarsStore.com and witness the transformation for yourself. This is more than just a supplement. It's your shield, your protector, your Survival Shield X3. Don't wait. Take control of your health today and step into a brighter, healthier future. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and get yours today.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting
live from the Infowars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm coming in tomorrow. We'll probably go live at 10 or 11 a.m. I'm not sure when. We got three or four guests lined up. It'll be a big Saturday broadcast tomorrow at Infowars.com/show. We'll simulcast it on X at Real Alex Jones. Chase Geyser's here. We're looking at this giant sun, all this effect. It's important to focus on it. They can use it as a cover story for a bunch of stuff. Government's been predicting this to be out of control. We hope it's not, but we're here covering it. Chase Geyser.
Absolutely. Let's go straight to Ravi. Ravi, you requested to speak. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Again, thank you for having such a sensible space. It's very rare now, but just on this, I'm equally worried. And I'm sure you probably have already talked about the Carrington, you know, episode that happened in 1859, which was one of the biggest ever recorded.
But for folks that don't know, why don't you recap it for them?
Okay, so guys, everybody who's listening, in 1859, on September 1, you had the Carrington event, which was one of the biggest recorded solar flare ever. And it was as intense, so you could even, sitting in Cuba or in Panama, you could see the auroras. So if anything like that happens today, which is 2024, which will mean complete disruption of every telecom that you see and the satellite communication, including the one we're having right now. So that was one of the biggest and ever recorded. So yes, it is serious. And I really hope it doesn't go that way. There is a night side to it. We can see some very interesting, and you see that everywhere, all the weather channels talking about the auroras. But from a technology perspective and security perspective, I'm definitely worried about this. So that's my take on it. So really,
this is the big event or not. We know this is happening all the time. Why haven't governments around the world hardened the electrical systems?
Could you repeat that again? Sorry.
Knowing this is a major threat to blow out just the electrical system, much less the satellites, why haven't governments hardened the electrical systems?
I mean, that's the irony, right? We never learn from the mistakes of the past. And I think it's something, I really think that this is going to be a very big event, which will really get people to rethink. I mean, you remember the one which happened when I think it was Quebec, which went on for almost 12 hours. One of the, again, very intense, aurora that happened, but Quebec totally in blackout. So I don't know why we're not learning, especially when we have all these, satellites informing us what's happening. So, yes, it is definitely an issue that needs to be addressed.
Well, I hope it's not big, but it looks like from the reports I'm getting from NASA and NOAA, there's more solar flares spouting off. So what do you think's going on with the sun?
My God, I wish I had the answer. I think definitely you see that there is always a cycle of sun, as we know, every 11 years. And of course, there are different studies done there. I come from a very interesting, background of looking at Surya Siddhant, which is about a 3,000-year-old Sanskrit document, which studied the sun for a very, very long time. So it does talk about solar flares and its impact on every single planet, including Earth. And
by the way, let me stop you, because India is probably the oldest culture next to China. And so that's why they could predict 3,000-4,000 years ago when solar and lunar eclipses were coming. So it was real science. They didn't know what was going on, but they knew there was eclipses happening. So that's a fact. And I've read about that some. And I know the government looks at some of those Sanskrits. I said an article here I showed earlier about that. What do the Indians thousands of years ago say they saw? Because we've obviously been through this before. What did they say they saw?
I think for India, so from the 1,000-year perspective, as I said, and maybe I'll tweet that, Alex, there's a book which was written about in Sanskrit 3,000 years ago. It's called Surya Siddhant, which means the sun and its phenomena. That's the literal translation, which captures how sun and controls the entire planetary system. And this is the time when there were no telescopes, there was nothing, and they were just doing this through observation. So, of course, we don't have the right information, knowledge, how they did it, but definitely in terms of the solar cycle, in terms of Earth rotation, its impact. So they looked at weather patterns, they looked at how it impacted behavior, especially the moon would start behaving in a certain pattern. There was also signs minds available that time to look at the physiology from the women's cycle perspective. So there is all that evidence there, but definitely something that is fascinating to me. And you see that on my bio. I have solar because I also work on solar technology, which is another side of my life. But this is something which is definitely, you know, intriguing and worrying at the same time. And your point that why are governments not doing this, that's something which really is baffles me, you know, that this needs to be really unearthed and understood. And we need to go back to those old systems. And I do sometimes talk about in my tweets about Surya Siddhant, which is this sun as a phenomena. And I'll try to dig out some information and tag you so you can share that with all the amazing audience you have here.
Thank you so much. Amazing. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, Alex, thank you so much. I'm very happy you have a fantastic space here with the most important topic, because we have too many other spaces going on. And that's why I always jump into your spaces. Again, thank you so much. And amazing listeners and speakers here. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, the ancients, the Indians particularly, knew to watch the sun. They were like, all we know is it's the source of everything. And now here we are.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go to another speaker. Let's go to Bayonet. Bayonet, you've had your hand raised for some time. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hello there. Thank you for having me. Once again, Alex and Chase, you guys are extremely courteous to allow just the common folk to, you know, have their say.
Well, we are the common folk, too. We love everybody.
There you go. I've been a listener for your show for a while. You guys are fantastic. Anyways, just to get on to the question here, what can we do as just like the average person? Like I'm a 3D artist, like my entire job's on, like on the computer. So if like my electronics go down, I'm kind of in a really tough spot. So is there anything that we can do to like to protect our like hard drives or our, you know, basic equipment, computers or whatever? And as to that suggestion, I thought maybe the microwave might act as a temporary Faraday cage that we can, might be able to use. And do you guys have any thoughts on that?
I am not a electrical engineer and I'm not a astrophysicist, but I mean, generally they say if there's going to be a Carrington event like happened in 1859, you would want to put your electronics in a Faraday cage, which could even be your microwave. Because it's a microwave is keeping that from you,
right.
But it also works as a Faraday cage. So everybody's got a Faraday cage as a microwave.
Maybe you could put all your electronics in the Great Pyramid. I mean, that's like a massive superconductor, too. Oh, makes you wonder if the Egyptians were building that technology for things like this.
What do you think?
The ancient, like, Egyptians building technology, like, ahead of time? Yeah, I have no honest idea on that at all. Like, I couldn't tell you.
Well, I think it's a realization of how powerful the sun is. I mean, we're literally next to this giant thermonuclear reactor. I mean, it's, and the, again, the UN says, oh, it has no effect on climate. That's like saying fish have no association with water.
Right.
It's everything, folks. It's the sun.
Yeah, and it's a, like, well, a magnetic event as well. So the core of our planet is like, well, metals. So it's got to be doing something to us. But I couldn't tell you what that is. Anyways, I don't really have any other questions. I just wanted to ask if anybody knew what we could do to help, you know, protect our equipment.
I think that's it. I'm no engineer, but I know microwaves, because again, they're jacketed to keep the microwaves getting out. They keep the waves from getting in.
Makes sense to me.
It's basically a microwave's a Faraday cage.
Yeah, that makes sense. Turn it on, it doesn't burn your face.
No.
Right.
Because it's keeping it in, but it also keeps it out.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to another speaker. A. Lucard, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Oh, hey, thank you, Chase. Thank you, Alex, for letting me speak. Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple of points, and then I guess I'll drop and mute myself. One thing that I find kind of interesting is that, you know, we have in Ukraine and Russia, like over 500,000 people died. We have with the death backs, maybe 2 to 3 billion people at the end of the decade will be wiped out. We have China, which mass genocides all its dissidents, open dead baby markets that came out, and they have blueprints on the books to kill everyone on North America. They're on the fringe to take out Taiwan. Then at the same time, we have a criminal stuck in cabal, headed up by Biden, who's at the same time trying to jail our leading president, who's trying to cut the energy, actually get a good currency and actually rebuild America. And at the same time, these people have been caught We know they have space weapons. We know about Star Wars with Reagan. Alex has been talking about that the last 10 years and other advanced weapons. We know they cleared out Hawaii with lasers. I have family who have patents or laser physicists who confirm that. And my point is this, is that people walking around talking about the solar system and the stars and all this stuff, which is fine. I'm not mad. It's kind of where the conversation is going. But at the end of the day, I think it's just kind of this whole spectrum of people are just kind of waking up and seeing our reality. And I guess my message to everyone basically at the end of the day is just love your family, walk in peace, never fear anything. The government needs to make something. So then you rely on them. And the sooner that we fall into love and being strong and brave, the sooner I think we'll have calm minds and we'll rally behind a leader and we'll actually break free of this demonic, satanic system that they're leading us down. Now, the cover story could be they do a flare, the stock market crashes, and maybe they launch the CBDC like they're wanting to do. Alex was talking about that. I mean, honestly, it could be a myriad of issues. At the end of the day, I think no one should fear or worry about it, even for a second. Just pray up and love your family. That's my comment.
Great point, sir. Thank you so much. I mean, we don't know what trigger they're going to use. That's why we're covering this. This is an article on Infowars.com. We'll put on screen. Ex-CDC Director Redfield warns bird flu could be the next great pandemic. They're definitely pushing that now. Urges release of classified COVID docs. He's been exposing the fact that it was a man-made origin. So a lot of craziness going on, as I promised you. Whether it's 10 a.m. or 11 a.m., you'll know tomorrow. Infowars.com. We're going to do another live show with a bunch of special guests, whistleblowers, you name it, the whole nine yards tomorrow, either 10 or 11 a.m. I'll just say it. We're going live at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. So we're going live tomorrow, Saturday show. All right, Chase, guys, are any comments here before we go back to callers?
Let's go straight to callers. No, I thought that everything that A. Lucard just was a really good summary of everything we've covered on the space over the last few hours. Let's go straight to Bam. Bam, you've requested to speak a couple times. Are you there with us? Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Chase. Great space, you guys, as always. So Alex mentioned earlier the mantra, never let a crisis go to waste. I've got a great story for you. And, Alex, I would talk to you offline about this. I don't want to mention how I know this. But this is a fact. The power grid problem between Canada and the U.S., that was not organic. I know the people who made that happen. And like I said, I don't want to mention it here publicly, but I would mention it to you with details behind the scenes. And a great example of not letting a crisis go to waste. So, yeah, everything you guys have talked about potentially happening and being blamed on this event, it's all very real.
So elaborate on that.
Well, I have to be a little bit careful here, but I just know that was not an organic event. So the source of the problem that was blamed for the power grid problem that involved Canada and the U.S., that cascading problem, had nothing to do with the, you know, solar flare activity and the things that they blamed it on. It was an example of never letting a crisis go to waste. And like I said, behind the scenes, I'll tell you exactly who was involved and why they did it and what was going on behind the scenes that caused them to use it as a lever to pull.
Sure. Well, no criticism of you, sir, but my point is you're calling into a public show. We're here. I know stuff. I go ahead and bring it out. It's always like, call me and I'll tell you the secret thing. I mean, we know they're not upgrading the power grid. They know it's wide open to carrying in effects. They know it's wide open to cyber attack. I guess they want that as an excuse later for something. I think that's pretty much there.
Well, the person who tripped the lever told me they did it. How about that?
Okay, well,
and I don't want to throw him under the bus.
Well, I find it hard to believe one person decided not to upgrade North America's power grid.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you go back and you read the articles about, you know, why that event happened, there was something else going on behind the scenes between the U.S. and Canada to prompt Canada to cut the power off as a shot across the bow.
Well, sure. And, we got Biden shutting down the pipelines, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, something else that's laughable, if you look into, you know, California's purchase of supposed, you know, quote-unquote green power from Canada, right, which is hydroelectric generated. You know, we have to be real about this. This is just a bunch of power. It could be dirty. It could be, you know, what they frame as clean, running into a wire and then coming down through Canada into California and them charging us, you know, 4X, 10X, whatever X for it, so that we can say, hey, we're using, you know, clean power, which we're not even producing ourselves. It's coming from hydroelectric, you know, up north. So, I mean, the whole thing is it's a clown fest. You guys know this.
All right, brother, great points. Up next.
All right, let's go to Rick. Rick, you've had your hand raised for some time. Go ahead and say what you have to say.
All right, thank you. Alex, I just wanted to say thank you for everything. You woke me up in 2007, 2008. I was just curious about one thing. What do you think? I've heard you say different things in different ways, but about aliens. Do you think they're demons? Or do you think... you know, what is the sudden fascination and lack of stigma that they're trying to generate around the issue?
Well, that's a whole nother 3-hour show, 4-hour show, or like this show's been 4 hours. That's a whole nother spaces here. One man's demon is another man's alien. Clearly, there's a lot of stuff in the universe. There's other dimensions. There's forces. There's energies. And the globalists believe they're dialed into this supernatural force that's not God that is directing them or inspiring them to do bad things. And so I think it's both. But, yeah, they're really getting us ready for something because they're creating chimeras and genetically engineered creatures that have never existed before. They're making aliens on Earth. It's like that movie in the 90s, Species or whatever it was, where they get a radio telescope message back, do this with your genome, and it makes an alien that takes over the planet.
Right.
So I think that's kind of it. They don't show up in flying saucers. They manipulate us and they inspire us to build things that destroy us as part of some larger plan. And that's the best knowledge I've got on that. Does that halfway answer your question?
It does, Alex. I appreciate it, sir. Much love and keep doing what you're doing.
We're trying, brother.
One man's demon is another man's alien. That's a line for the century, man.
You think so?
Yeah.
You're funny.
No, that's tough. All right. You want to go to another speaker?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Prometheus, go ahead. Are you still there, Prometheus?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
No, we can. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Chase. Honor to come speak with you again. We spoke last time, Alex. I don't know if you remember.
I do. Go ahead.
It's always a pleasure, brother. And look, let me start. Can I start with a prayer? Would that be okay? Can I
Please,
pray over
go ahead.
You? All right. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for my courageous brother, Alex, and his entire crew, Chase, everybody listening here. Thank you for this end times army that will absolutely defeat the demonic forces of this world. We are here to bring your glory, your kingdom, and I thank you for every moment that we share together in this precious life. Amen. All right. Yeah, thank you so much, Alex. So I want to bring some positive news, I suppose, because we're living through a time that has, you know, I linked in the chat a prophetic word from John Paul nearly 10, 15 years ago that talks about this exact time, which he described as then a perfect storm. It'll be a combination of war, economic turmoil, political turmoil, spiritual turmoil. But it is in this time that the end times army, which we are, right, is going to come forth and come to shine. And even in terms of energy regarding the sun and solar flares, they're going to use EMPs, you know, like I'm sure you already, you know this at some level too, and then blame it on the sun at some level. But we're also going through an energetic change, right? Like there's this huge frequency change in the Schumann resonance, which normally is at 7.83 hertz, but since 2021, it's been over 400 hertz and 500 hertz. And I think this is actually upgrading our DNA. It's upgrading our spiritual bodies in a sense. And I think it lines up with scripture when he says in the end times, I will pour out my spirit into all peoples and your young men shall prophesy and your old men shall dream dreams, right? And so, as usual, I don't think it's a time to fear at all. In the comments, I've linked also a free energy device or a magnetic generator. These are things anyone can build. It's called the Liberty Engine. You can look it up on YouTube. There, anyone, if you have a machine shop and you have access to some basic tools, these systems, the military has them. You know, whatever power grid, you know, issues that you may have. People can back themselves up. So I don't know if you're familiar with zero-point field energy, Alex, or have you come across this before?
Great point, sir. Join us again soon. Thank you so much. We've got a final speaker here at the end, then Owen Schroeder takes over. Infowars.com/show, band.video. It's not on the speaker situation on X, so this will end. It'll be archived at band.video, but Owen Schroeder, Infowars.com/show. Everybody should join him right now and go ahead.
Okay, Prometheus, great points. Thanks for bringing that up. Sorry that we're cutting into the next. We just got a few minutes left. Let's go to Colonel. Colonel Gannon, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, Alex, thanks so much. Thanks, Chase, for doing this. Thank you for your energy and everything else. Hey, I'm kind of an operational guy, fighter pilot, top gun graduate, all these great things, and retired and back on a farm and basically just trying to keep everything together here in our little bit of Northeast Mississippi. My question, I think it'd be great for tomorrow's discussion and kind of a guided thing to bring folks in to talk about is, given that this is happening, it's a Carrington event type of thing, which I'm very familiar with, and it's real, it's a natural occurrence, as you said, but we also know there's a predisposition for, you know, the global elites to use an event like this for something as a false flag and basically to use it to create chaos and take control. So I'd like to have a quick discussion here in the end, if anyone can jump in, to talk about how can we tell the difference in whether whatever happens is man-made or if it's an actual, you know, like just like the Carrington event that happened, you know, that lit the, you know, transatlantic telegraph.
I think that's a great point. If we see power lines melting, we know it's real. But if stuff cuts off, we know it's fake. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. So I think if we could arm people with that, right, because, hey, if it happens, it happens, and it's real, then we need to be able to deal with it in terms of it's real. But there's a different set of actions and activities that need to be taken if it's the government coming against it.
That's right. The power goes off, which we're not saying is going to happen, but it could, and they're using this. If you see melting power lines, you know it's a Carrington event, which happened. If it's not, you know it's fake, basically.
Right. And then I think tomorrow needs to be the discussion if it's – If it's real, it's real. We got to get our stuff together. If we can even talk, and if it is fake, then there's another set of actions that need to be taken.
Anyway, great point. Great point, Colonel. Elaborate on that. What else?
Well, I think so. You know, those local engagements, and I know you talk about this all the time, is being engaged locally with your churches, your politicians, your neighbors, and all that. That is the key to the resiliency, and I think that's what makes America actually. That's the strength, right? And so reinforcing those things, if the power was to go down, is be able to get to your neighbors and say, hey, this is a temporary event. We need to, this is man-made, and being able to tell them and have the information where you can tell them. Or, hey, we actually are going to have to get big government in here to fix power lines and things like this. And then we're going to have to hold accountable the people who didn't prepare for this and let this eventuality, which it is over the course of, you know, next 100 years, it's going to happen one way or the other, right? But you've already made the points.
Exactly. This is just a drill of what we know is inevitable. I don't think it's going to happen today, but it's a big issue.
Great, great point. And I would just say tomorrow when we're discussing it, people, you know, I think melting power lines, it's obvious, right? But there could be interruptions that happen that people don't need to panic or go high order on. However, they need to know if their government, be able to tell the difference between where government is messing with them and when nature is being nature.
I'm so glad you're our last spaces commenter. Thank you so much, Colonel. All right, Chase Geiser, great job. Great job, by the way, up at Glenn Beck Studio last night. Owen Schroeder comes up in 2 minutes when we go to break. Thank you. Sorry to get everybody else, but tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, we're going to live for at least 4 hours with special guests. We're going to cover all of this. It's going to be huge.
Awesome. It was an honor and a pleasure to be with you, and the speakers were great. You guys are always great, and thanks again for using great spaces etiquette, raising your hands and stuff like that. It really makes things a lot easier when people don't interrupt and jump in. You guys are always awesome.
All right. Owen Schroeder in 120 seconds goes live with the War Room. He does an amazing job. Please join him and share the links to the War Room coming up. I'll be seeing you folks online at Real Alex Jones on X. God bless you.
Yeah. Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.